at a compromise to avert the showdown. Meanwhile, more than 3 out of 4 Americans say the U.S. Senate should aggressively examine federal judicial nominees and not just approve them because they're Bush choices. Slightly more respondents, not a majority, say they favor conservative over liberal judges, and a slim majority, 52%, said they'll be comfortable with whoever Bush might pick for the Supreme Court. Today's photos of Saddam Hussein in his underwear continue to trigger reaction around the world. There's more to come, too. The Sun newspaper of Britain and the New York Post published the photographs today. The Sun says more pictures of Saddam to be published tomorrow. Both papers owned by media mogul Rupert Murdoch. Meanwhile, the fallout continues. The International Committee for the Red Cross, which is responsible for monitoring prisoners of war and detainees, says the photos violate Saddam's right to privacy. Saddam's chief lawyer says his legal team intends to sue. A Chicago bankruptcy judge giving United Airlines and one of its unions more time to work out a contract deal. United is asking the judge to impose lower pay and benefits on the machinist union, but the judge says he will not issue a decision till the end of the month. Leaders of the machinist union have threatened to call a strike if the judge imposes United's contract terms. Both sides have been exchanging contract proposals in negotiations at a hotel in Chicago. A 24-year-old Afghan woman who became a TV host was killed this week. Shaima Razai tossed aside her burqa for Western dress, and she became a host on an MTV-style music show on Afghan television. Her Western style drew praise from youthful fans in Afghanistan, but it brought condemnation on her from Muslim clerics. In a recent interview, she said she thought that her life was in danger because of her show. On Wednesday, she was shot in the head at her home, and she died. She was only 24 years old. This is Air America Radio News.
William Shatner here in a 4-star hotel. Excuse me, miss. How did you choose this hotel?
Well, I checked up prices and locations.
Well, now you can do that on Priceline. Shop and compare before you buy.
But I thought...
No. Now you can look at pictures, read reviews, see if they have a health club.
Wait, health club? What are you saying? I'm fat, I need a health club?
The new all-in-one price line. Shop, compare, save. Or still, name your own price and save even more.
Did you know there's an affordable way to renovate your kitchen without major construction? With cabinet refacing from Sears Home Services, you can transform your kitchen without the cost, time, or massive totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call for a free in-home estimate and design consultation at 1-800-828-1200. With Sears Cabinet Refacing, choose from hundreds of decorator styles to help create the kitchen of your dreams. Your kitchen can look brand new in about 4 to 6 days. Products and services are provided by a Sears authorized contractor. License number available on request. So don't replace your cabinets, just reface them. Call Sears Cabinet Refacing for a free in-home estimate and design consultation at 1-800-828-1200. Some restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Ask your consultant for offer details and written warranty. That's Cabinet Refacing from Sears Home Services, 1-800-828-1200. That's 1-800-828-1200.
Head driving to Valero. Gotta fill her up fast. Fill my tank to the brim with performance gas. Yeah, driving to Valero.
Vroom, vroom, vroom.
Make a turn for the better.
Vroom, vroom, vroom.
Yeah, driving to Valero for all the vroom you need.
Get more vroom for your buck. Valero. Value, variety, vroom.
How can I keep her safe when she always seems to be running away from me? It used to be so much easier to find solutions to her problems. Now, I don't even understand the questions, let alone have any answers.
The Girls and Boys Town National Hotline can help you find those answers. We've been working with teenagers for over 50 years and would like to share what we've learned about parenting. Call us toll-free, 1-800-448-3000.
Time furnished by the Office of National Drug Control Policy.
Randy Rhodes.
I'm sitting here holding on to the desk, and I'm asking you a question. If a man shows himself to be a liar, will you believe him? This president is a liar.
Neocons are married to this principle.
He's bizarre.
Support the war, the troops are expendable.
What more do you need to hear, really?
Amen.
I don't have any argument.
In the Geneva Convention, it's a war crime.
He tells you that he doesn't know anything. Believe him.
Randy Rhodes on Air America Radio.
Well, good evening, Truth Seekers. Malloy here on Air America. Thanks for tuning in. How you doing tonight? Did you have a good week? Huh? It's been a hellish week, hasn't it, right? Eh? Well, you know, maybe not in your life, maybe not in my life, but in you know, the big scheme of things, right? Hellish, hellish week. You know, any week when I get to play with my 10-month-old baby and she learns how to throw a ball, that's a good week, which is what she learned how to do this week. Well, throw, you know, I mean, she just... And it comes my way, and then I roll it back to her. We sit on the floor and do this. And she just screams and howls and laughs. It's the funniest thing in the world. Rolling a ball back and forth is the funniest thing in the world. It's just incredible. So any week that, you know, something like that happens, it's an okay week. Today is the 19th day since the Times of London reported on and published the secret memos and minutes of the meetings that laid out the Bush plans for starting a war based on absolute lies. Hundreds of Americans have been killed in that war. Thousands of U.S. soldiers have had their legs and arms and fingers and hands blown off. Tens of thousands of Iraqi civilians have been murdered by the United States. So, why isn't the liberal American media reporting this story on day 19 on the front page of every newspaper in the country? And why isn't it the lead of every TV newscast? And why isn't the liberal American media demanding the resignation of both George Bush and Dick Cheney? A little bit later in the program, as a matter of fact, after the break at the bottom of the hour, it's going to be like an expanded version of Uncle Mike's Story Corner, only I'm not going to play the music because the story I have for you tonight, which was in the New York Times today, is pretty gruesome. So no Mr. Rogers music. And it's a rather lengthy Uncle Mike Story Corner, so if you want to bail out and go do something else and come back, that's okay. But I invite you to stick around. That's coming up at the bottom of the hour in about 20 minutes. Shane sent me an email that said what the Republicans are intent upon doing with this trying to end the filibuster. Shane writes, what the Republicans are intent upon doing is nothing short of dissolving the Senate. Granted, the senators are being immediately reinstated, but the key is that the same senators are being reinstated without that cumbersome set of rules. For those unfamiliar with the American political beast, the House of Representatives is dissolved each term. Let me digress. Yeah, Shane points out something that you and I probably learned back in high school, but we've forgotten. That's why they call it the 112th House, or the 89th House of Representatives, because at the end of each session, it's all over. And when the House comes back, they start all over again, just as though it were the first gathering of the U.S. House of Representatives. I had totally forgotten that. And they make the rules right then. That's when the rules are made. for that session of the House. That's why the House is referred to sometimes as just pure mob rule. That's why it only takes a simple majority. It is mob rule. It is democracy, pure and simple, and democracy, pure and simple, is a guaranteed downer. We live in a republic where the protection of the minority is guaranteed. But that's what Frist and Santorum and the rest of the Nazis want to destroy. Now, back to Shane's email. The House of Representatives is dissolved after each term. Their rules are made anew each session. The Senate is different. They carry their rules forward. Now, what is referred to as the nuclear option has the effect of dissolving the Senate and, more importantly, their rules. Please relay this to your listeners. Since the Republicans have decided to rename this a constitutional option rather than a nuclear option, progressives should be willing to call a spade. This is a dissolution of the Senate, as any George Lucas fan will recognize. Okay. Cindy sent this last night, and I didn't have a chance to read it, so let's pretend it's last night. Last night marks the 1,346th day since the attack on this country on September 11th. From the day of infamy, when Pearl Harbor was attacked, to the end of World War II was 1,346 days. Same thing. Now, the point that Cindy was trying to make with this, I'm sure, is that this war that we're in now, this is a war about profit. This is a war about money. This is a war about oil. This is a war about enriching a very select cadre of Americans and Brits, I guess a few Germans, maybe a couple of Russians, but mostly Americans. This is not a war that you and I have ever experienced as witnesses or as non-participants. I read someplace that every war is exactly the same for the people holding the weapons. The grunts, not, you know, now you can sit 10,000 miles away and drop a bomb on a village. So I guess that's a little bit different, right? 1,346th day, yesterday, the same length of time that it took from the attack on Pearl Harbor to the surrender of both the Germans and the Japanese. George Galloway's testimony before the U.S. Senate Subcommittee on Investigations, both those guys sitting there, the testimony has been scrubbed from the subcommittee website. Did you know that? The Brad blog got this out for everybody to see. He writes, the stunning testimony given by British MP George Galloway before the U.S. Senate Subcommittee on Investigations is apparently so hot that it seems to have gone AWOL from the subcommittee's website. What about that? Now, the Brad blog folks tried to find out why, and they write, we've been unable to receive a statement from Senate spokesman as to why Galloway's testimony is now unavailable on the website. A staffer in Norm Coleman's office, the mayor of St. Paul, referred us to the subcommittee staff when we asked for the reasons for the removal of the testimony. Her reply was, well, that's a question for the subcommittee. You know, Senator Coleman is the chairman, but the committee makes their own decisions about what goes on the website. And as of 2:30 p.m. Pacific time today, the subcommittee's webpage has now been updated to include, quote, Mr. Galloway did not submit a statement. That's published underneath his missing testimony. If you go to the website, the Brad blog website, you'll see it. It's just missing. It's not there. Oh my. It's all over every place else. The BBC, Al Jazeera, Buzzflash, Democratic Underground, Bart Kopp, but the official website of the committee has scrubbed it. What do you think of that? In Grand Rapids, Michigan, did you hear about this? Bush is it's one of two colleges where he's going to give the commencement exercise. The other one is the West Point? Is it the U.S. Military Academy? I wonder if he'll dress up. If he'll dress up in his commander's outfit or something. But Calvin College is predominantly Republican. Like 80% of the student body and faculty who were able to vote last election said they were going to vote for Bush. But it's stirring up some discontent. It's a religious school. One-third of the faculty members have signed a letter of protest. The letter, and it's going to be, the letter will appear in a half-page ad in the Grand Rapids Press tomorrow. That's the day Bush is to deliver this address to the graduating seniors at Calvin College, and 900 of them. The letter that will be in the ad says, "As Christians, we are called to be peacemakers and to initiate war only as a last resort. We believe your administration has launched an unjust and unjustified war in Iraq." Woo! Also, it says here, more than 800 students, faculty, and alumni also have signed a letter protesting Bush's visit. And that appeared as a full-page ad in today's paper. That ad cost about $9,500. And that ad said, well, I'll share it with you when we come back. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. Just thank the
Lord. You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Every year, 230,000 men are diagnosed with prostate cancer. Worse yet, in the time it takes to play nine innings, prostate cancer kills nine men. This is Reggie Jackson, asking you to make a pledge in the fight against this deadly disease. This Father's Day week, team up with me, Major League Baseball, and the Prostate Cancer Foundation to keep Dad in the game. Call 800-798-CURE and be part of the Prostate Cancer Foundation's Home Run Challenge. Again, 800-798-CURE. Make a pledge. Make a difference.
New Mobile Clean 5000 protects critical engine parts for 5,000 miles, guaranteed. And it's got 16% more cleaning agent to help prevent sludge and harmful deposits. In fact, Mobile Clean 5000 is so effective, we could think of 5,000 reasons to try it. But since there isn't time, we'll just give you one. Right now, the first 5,000 people to visit MobileOil.com will get 5 free quarts of Mobile Clean 5000. Mobile Clean 5000, the oil that's changing oil. Visit MobileOil.com for more details.
Planet check. While the overall transportation bill is very bad for the environment,
this is a rare piece of good news from Congress.
That's Darren Lobos, Transportation Deputy Director for the NRDC.
At least the Senate voted in favor of badly needed funding that will help improve water quality and clean up rivers, lakes, and streams across the nation.
The transportation bill includes a program to reduce pollution from stormwater runoff.
Basically, when it rains, you get a lot of polluted runoff from roads, parking lots, and highways.
Because motor oil and a lot of pollutants get carried into our streams, rivers, and lakes.
What the transportation bill would do is provide about $1 billion worth of funding over the next 6 years to help communities clean up their water as per federal law, as is good for the environment and good for communities across the country.
That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is made possible thanks to Puramind, the Institute for Advanced Digital Audio Training. Puramind is a certified Apple and DigiDesign training location. Believe in your music. Puramind.com.
Guess who's ranked number one these days? Lincoln Mercury Dealers, that's who. According to J.D. Power & Associates, Lincoln is the number one nameplate in customer satisfaction with dealer service. And when you bring your vehicle to your Tri-State Lincoln Mercury Dealers for service, you'll see why we've impressed so many people. Stop in for award-recognized service and great value, especially right now. Get the works. For just $34.95 or less, you'll get a Motorcraft oil and filter change up to 5 quarts, tire rotation, expert vehicle inspection, fluid top-off, and more. Just $34.95. Expert service at low prices. Now that's real value. Come in and compare us to anyone, anywhere. We're better. We're proving it. And we want you to be the judge. That's the genuine challenge. Visit your participating Tri-State Lincoln Mercury dealer.
Taxes, disposal fees, and diesel vehicles extra. See participating dealership for service hours and details through 52905. For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com.
Forget what you think you know about computer security. 91% of all the computers in America are infected with some sort of spyware, virus, or Trojan horse. That's right, 91%. That means right now, your computer is probably infected. And what are you going to do? Well, if you're like most Americans, probably nothing. You got to protect your vital information stored in your computer, don't you? Do this. Plan B Technologies wants to help you protect your computer. Plan B Technologies has been securing business computers in the New York area for over 20 years. They're uniquely qualified to address every aspect of computer security at your business or right there in your own home. Plan B Technologies can take care of firewalls, Windows updates, anti-spam, anti-pest, antivirus administration, providing you with secure, reliable computing. Please protect your privacy and your computer. Call Plan B Technologies now at 212-242-5654. 212-242-5654. Or go online, planbtechnologies.com.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day, the night, the next plane flight, job interview, or social event. Maybe you'll have a drink.
Must have a code that you can live by.
Sometimes when you don't measure, you just shuffle kids through. Then you wake up at the high school level and find out that the literacy level of our children are appalling.
Yeah. So more than 800 students, faculty, and alumni signed a letter protesting Bush's visit to Calvin College in Grand Rapids, Michigan tomorrow, where he's going to give the commencement address. The ad said, this is in today's paper, there's another ad that will appear tomorrow, but today said, we are alumni, students, faculty, and friends at Calvin College who are deeply troubled that you will be the commencement speaker at Calvin. In our view, the policies and actions of your administration, both domestically and internationally over the past 4 years, violate many deeply held principles of Calvin College. End quote. Good for you folks. As far as it goes, to somehow draw upon something, what, the teachings of Christ maybe? This is a very, very, very religious school. I mean, very religious school. Very Republican school. So I'm shocked. Also, it says here that about 100 students are expected to have an armband and buttons, about 100 students, over their graduation gowns that says, God is not a Republican or Democrat. Hmm. A 22-year-old resident a 22-year-old student at the school who is going to graduate with a degree in political science and international relations. I'll be damned. That was the last thing I studied. Well, no, English was the last thing I studied. I never graduated from anything except high school, but international relations, what about that? Hey, homegirl. Anyway, she says, I'm definitely worried about a Christian school being affiliated with the Christian right. Woohoo! No kidding. Now, this young student, Elise Elzinga, says that sometimes she has felt isolated during her years at Calvin because of her views. She volunteered for Senator Kerry's presidential campaign last year. And in a poll before the 2004 elections, 80% of Calvin's student body said they plan to vote for Bush. David Crump, a professor of religion at the college for the past 8 years, said even though he's not scheduled to get tenure until this summer, he felt he had to speak out. So this guy's risking his career. He says, quote, the largest part of our concern is the way in which our religious discourse in this country has largely been co-opted by the religious right and their wholesale endorsement of this administration. Well, okay, what the hell does that mean, David? Come on, why don't you say it's wrong? Others said they're concerned that the Bush speech will politicize their commencement. Naval Academy at Annapolis is the only other place where too stupid to be president is going to speak. Now, not everybody says it's a bad idea. One student said it will be a neat opportunity to get close to a sitting president. Okay. So, some folks, good for you folks as far as it goes. Like I say, the fact that they're protesting Bush's policies that they are not in keeping with what the school believes in. That's fine. Okay, that's a start. But why not come out and really, you know, just hammer him? Why not? He's, you know, I mean, he has sent 1,630 Americans to their deaths and 100,000 Iraqis to their deaths. And, thousands upon thousands upon thousands of people who have been maimed and wounded for the rest of their lives. So why not just come out and say, you're a killer. You waged an illegal war. If Jesus were here, he'd beat your ass, except for the fact that he's a pacifist. Or so we've been told here at Calvin College. So while one can appreciate, or I can appreciate, these two ads, I'm sure Bush will stand there and somebody will whisper in his ear and say, 80% of the students voted for you last time, so don't worry about it. This is just, you know, there's a few Democrats here. This doesn't mean anything. Just keep killing and blowing things up. It's okay, George. God still finds you a very, very, very favorable president of the United States. So don't worry about it, okay? All you have to do is when it's time to speak, just go out and make a joke. Big investigation by the U.S. military and the Red Cross about the photos published in British and American newspapers of Saddam Hussein in his skivvies. Dun, 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 dun. The probe was launched over fears the photos may violate the Geneva Convention. Ba-dum, 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 ba-dum. Britain's The Sun and the New York Post, aren't those both Murdoch papers, said the photos were provided by an unidentified U.S. military official. Dun, 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 dun. Da-da-da-da-da. Saddam's chief lawyer said the pictures were an insult to humanity, to Arabs and the Iraqi people. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Big investigation. The photos may violate the Geneva Convention. You want to hear about violating the Geneva Convention? Stick around right after this break. Uncle Mike's Story Corner. A rather lengthy version, so I hope I can command your attention.
See how the smile like pigs in a star.
Is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio. Imagine a natural diet ingredient that kills your appetite and helps attack obesity by simply telling your brain you are full. Imagine you could try it risk-free with a 100% money-back guarantee. No need to imagine. It's true. H57 Hoodia is now available in America in its purest form. H57 South African Hoodia will make you less hungry to help you lose more weight. Become an H57 success story. Just listen to this.
I gained 80 pounds during my pregnancy. Although I struggled and lost most of the weight I had gained, those last 30 pounds seemed impossible to get rid of. A little over 2 months ago, I started using H57 Hoodia, and I've already lost about 25 pounds, and I still eat all the foods I enjoy. H57 is incredible. From the very first time I tried it, I just wasn't as hungry, so I ate less and finally lost the weight I wanted.
Become an H57 success story. Call for your risk-free supply of H57 Hoodia toll-free 1-800-227-0361. That's 1-800-227-0361. Unconditional money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-227-0361 or visit myh57.com.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. These days, companies have figured out how to make big profits off the poorest Americans. If you desperately need cash before payday, they'll loan it to you for a huge fee. Or if you have bad credit, they'll offer you furniture with interest rates jacked up to 400%. This month, Mother Jones Magazine investigates one company accused of preying on the poor. Rent-A-Center. They're a furniture outlet located in mostly poor neighborhoods. They allegedly market themselves to people with bad credit and then hike up prices and interest. Mother Jones talks to one woman who thought she was buying a $600 furniture set and ended up paying almost $2,000. One study by the City of New York found that Rent-A-Center's cash prices were as much as 225% above normal retail price. For the full report, visit MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Get the zone. AutoZone.
Don't hit the road this summer without a trip to AutoZone. AutoZone has everything you need to make sure your car is safe and ready for the road ahead. From jumper cables to emergency kits, AutoZone also has everything you need to get more mileage from every tank of gas. With today's gas prices, that's more important than ever. Travel safely and save money this summer. Get to AutoZone today.
Get the zone. AutoZone!
If you need a better way to present or collaborate during your conference calls, the solution is simple. Web conferencing with GoToMeeting. During your call, everyone logs on to GoToMeeting.com and your computer desktop shows up on their computer screen. It's perfect for sales or product demos, training, or real-time collaboration. It's just like you're all in the same room. GoToMeeting is so easy, all you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And it's affordable. You're not charged per minute like other providers. So meet as often as you want, for as long as you need, for one low monthly rate. With GoToMeeting, you can meet with anyone, anywhere, without leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com. Click the radio microphone and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
If you're concerned about the wants, the needs, and protection of your family, then call the Legacy Group of America at 1-800-245-TERN and find out about their affordable term life insurance. Now, in just 15 minutes, you can protect your family with $100,000 of life insurance. This will enable your family to take care of final expenses, pay off credit card and mortgage debt, or provide for a college education should something happen to you. There's no better way to protect those you love. So call now for a free rate quote at 1-800-245-TERN. This term insurance is fast, easy, and affordable. There's no medical exam or long, complicated forms to fill out. If you qualify for the term of your policy, your rates never go up and your benefits never go down. Help your family to be secure and debt-free with this term life insurance policy. The Legacy Group of America is there for you. Call now at 1-800-245-TERM. That's 1-800-245-8376. Not available in all states.
$20. What can you get for less than $20 these days? How about over 60 channels, including local channels where available, for just $19.99 per month for 1 year with Dish Network Satellite TV? There's never been a better time to dump cable and start saving with Dish Network, the home of the lowest all-digital price in America every day. Call now and get up to 4 rooms of your house set up with standard professional installation. Plus, Dish Network will give you a $49.99 credit when you pay a $49.99 activation fee, making the activation fee free. Call 1-888-231-DISH or visit a local participating retailer to get Dish Network and enjoy over 60 channels, including local channels, for less than $20 per month. That's 1-888-231-DISH. 1-888-231-DISH.
Offer ends 6/30/05. All prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. Restrictions, credit approval, minimum programming purchase, and monthly receiver fee applies. Must qualify based on service address.
What's happening, everybody? It's your main man, Kyle Jason. Tune in this week as I cover the Rat Pack. That's right, my favorite guys in the whole wide world. Join us as we follow not only their music, but their contributions towards racial equality in music and in life. Joining me will be Lenore Zan, and she'll be talking about her one-woman play about Marilyn Monroe and her relationship with the Rat Pack. Tune in, baby. It's going to be a blast this Saturday night on Air America Radio.
Doing talk radio right. From the left, it's more of Mike Malloy.
26 before the hour. Uncle Mike's Story Corner begins now. Even as the young Afghan man was dying before them, his American jailers continued to torment him. The prisoner, a slight 22-year-old taxi driver known only as Dilawar, was hauled from his cell at the detention center in Bagram, Afghanistan, at around 2 a.m. to answer questions about a rocket attack on an American base. When he arrived in the interrogation room, an interpreter who was present said his legs were bouncing uncontrollably in the plastic chair and his hands were numb. He had been chained by the wrist to the top of his cell for much of the previous 4 days. Mr. Dilawar asked for a drink of water, and one of the two interrogators, Specialist Joshua R. Klaus, 21, picked up a large plastic bottle. But first he punched a hole in the bottom, the interpreter said. So as the prisoner fumbled weakly with the cap, the water poured out over his orange prison scrubs. The soldier then grabbed the bottle back and began squirting the water forcefully into Mr. Dilawar's face. Come on, drink! The interpreter said Specialist Klaus had shouted as the prisoner gagged on the spray. Drink! At the interrogator's behest, a guard tried to force the young man to his knees, but his legs, which had been pummeled by guards for several days, could no longer bend. An interrogator told Mr. Dilawar that he could see a doctor after they finished with him. When he was finally sent back to his cell, though, the guards were instructed only to chain the prisoner back up to the ceiling. One of the guards quoted Specialist Klaus as saying, "Leave him up." Several hours passed before an emergency room doctor finally saw Mr. Dilawar. By then he was dead, his body beginning to stiffen. It would be many months before Army investigators learned a final horrific detail. Most of the interrogators had believed Mr. Dilawar was an innocent man who simply drove his taxi past the American base at the wrong time. The story of Mr. Dilawar's brutal death at the Bagram Collection Point, or as it's referred to, BCP, and that of another detainee, Habibullah, who died 6 days earlier in December 2002, emerged from a nearly 2,000-page confidential file of the Army's criminal investigation into the case, a copy of which was obtained by the New York Times. Like a narrative counterpart to the digital images from Abu Ghraib, the Bagram file depicts young, poorly trained soldiers in repeated incidents of abuse. The harsh treatment, which has resulted in criminal charges against seven soldiers, went well beyond the two deaths. In some instances, testimony shows, it was directed or carried out by interrogators to extract information. In others, it was punishment meted out by military police guards. Sometimes the torment seems to have been driven by little more than boredom or cruelty, or both. In sworn statements to Army investigators, soldiers describe one female interrogator with a taste for humiliation stepping on the neck of one prostate detainee and kicking another in the genitals. They tell of a shackled prisoner being forced to roll back and forth on the floor of a cell, kissing the boots of his two interrogators as he went. Yet another prisoner is made to pick plastic bottle caps out of a drum mixed with excrement and water as part of a strategy to soften him up for questioning. The Times obtained a copy of the file from a person involved in the investigation who was critical of the methods used at Bagram and the military's response to the deaths. Although incidents of prisoner abuse at Bagram in 2002, including some details of the two men's deaths, have been previously reported, American officials have characterized them as isolated problems that were thoroughly investigated. And many of the officers and soldiers interviewed in the Dilawar investigation said the large majority of detainees at Bagram were compliant and reasonably well treated. The Pentagon's chief spokesman, Larry DeRita, said, "What we have learned through the course of all these investigations is that there were people who clearly violated the standards for humane treatment. We're finding some cases that were not even close calls." Yet the Bagram file includes ample testimony that harsh treatment by some interrogators was routine and that guards could strike shackled detainees with virtual impunity. Prisoners considered important or troublesome were also handcuffed and chained to the ceilings and doors of their cells, sometimes for long periods, an action Army prosecutors recently classified as criminal assault. Some of the mistreatment was quite obvious, the file suggests. Senior officers frequently toured the detention center, and several of them acknowledged seeing prisoners chained up for punishment or to deprive them of sleep. Shortly before the two deaths, observers from the International Committee of the Red Cross specifically complained to the military authorities at Bagram about the shackling of prisoners in fixed positions, documents show. Even though military investigators learned soon after Mr. Dilawar's death that he had been abused by at least two interrogators, the Army's criminal inquiry moved slowly. Meanwhile, many of the Bagram interrogators, led by the same operations officer, Captain Carolyn Wood, were redeployed to Iraq, and in July 2003 took charge of interrogations at the Abu Ghraib prison. According to a high-level Army inquiry last year, Captain Wood applied techniques that were remarkably similar to those used at Bagram. Last October, the Army's Criminal Investigation Command concluded that there was probable cause to charge 27 officers and enlisted personnel with criminal offenses in the Dilawar case, ranging from dereliction of duty to maiming and involuntary manslaughter. 15 of the same soldiers were also cited for probable criminal responsibility in the Habibullah case. So far, only the 7 soldiers have been charged, including 4 last week. No one has been convicted in either death. 2 Army interrogators were also reprimanded, a military spokesman said. Most of those who could still face legal action have denied wrongdoing, either in statements to investigators or in comments to a reporter. Sergeant Selena Salcido, a former Bagram interrogator who was charged with assaulting Mr. Dilawar, dereliction of duty, and lying to investigators, said in a telephone interview, "The whole situation is unfair. It's all going to come out when everything is said and done." With most of the legal action pending, the story of abuses at Bagram remains incomplete, but documents and interviews reveal a striking disparity between the findings of Army investigators and what military officials said in the aftermath of the deaths. Military spokesmen maintained that both men had died of natural causes, even after military coroners had ruled the deaths homicides. 2 months after those autopsies, the American commander in Afghanistan, then Lieutenant General Daniel McNeil, said he had no indication that abuse by soldiers had contributed to the 2 deaths. The methods used at Bagram, he said, were, quote, in accordance with what is generally accepted as interrogation techniques, end quote. In the summer of 2002, the military detention center at Bagram, about 40 miles north of Kabul, stood as a hulking reminder of the Americans' improvised hold over Afghanistan. Built by the Soviets as an aircraft machine shop for the operations base they established after their intervention in the country in 1979, the building had survived the ensuing wars as a battered relic, a long, squat concrete block with rusted metal sheets where the windows had once been. Retrofitted with 5 large wire pens and a half dozen plywood isolation cells, the building became the Bagram Collection Point, a clearinghouse for prisoners captured in Afghanistan and elsewhere. The BCP, as soldiers called it, typically held between 40 and 80 detainees while they were interrogated and screened for possible shipment to the Pentagon's longer-term detention center at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. The new interrogation unit that arrived in July 2002 had been improvised as well. Captain Wood, then a 32-year-old lieutenant, came with 13 soldiers from the 525th Military Intelligence Brigade at Fort Bragg, North Carolina. 6 Arabic-speaking reservists were added from the Utah National Guard. Part of the new group, which was consolidated under Company A of the 519th Military Intelligence Battalion, was made up of counterintelligence specialists with no background in interrogation. Only 2 of the soldiers had ever questioned actual prisoners. What specialized training the unit received came on the job in sessions with 2 interrogators who had worked in the prison for a few months. Staff Sergeant Stephen Loring later told investigators, quote, "There's nothing that prepared us for running an interrogation center." Nor were the rules of engagement very clear. The platoon had the standard interrogations guide, Army Field Manual 34-52, and an order from the Secretary of Defense, Donald Rumsfeld, to treat prisoners humanely and, when possible, in accordance with the Geneva Conventions. But with President Bush's final determination in February 2002 that the conventions did not apply to the conflict with Al-Qaeda and that Taliban fighters would not be accorded the rights of prisoners of war, the interrogators believed they could, quote, deviate from the rules, end quote, said one of the Utah reservists, Sergeant James Lay. He went on to say, Sergeant Lay did, "There was the Geneva Conventions for enemy prisoners of war, but nothing for terrorists," end quote. And the detainees, senior intelligence officers said, were to be considered terrorists until proven otherwise. The deviations from the Geneva Conventions included the use of stress positions that would make the detainees uncomfortable, but not necessarily hurt them, kneeling on the ground, for instance, or sitting in a chair position against the wall. The new platoon was also trained in sleep deprivation, which the previous unit had generally limited to 24 hours or less, insisting that the interrogator remain awake with the prisoner to avoid pushing the limits of humane treatment. But as the 519th interrogator settled into their jobs, they set their own procedures for sleep deprivation. They decided on 32, 36 hours as the optimal time to keep prisoners awake and eliminated the practice of staying up themselves. The interrogators worked from a menu of basic tactics to gain a prisoner's cooperation, from the friendly approach to good cop, bad cop routines to the threat of long-term imprisonment. But some less experienced interrogators came to rely on the method known in the military as fear up harsh, or what one soldier described as the screaming technique. Sergeant Loring, then 27, tried with limited success to wean those interrogators off that approach, which typically involved yelling and throwing chairs. Mr. Lay said the sergeant put the brakes on when certain approaches got out of hand, but he could also be dismissive of tactics he considered too soft, several soldiers told investigators. Mr. Lay said, "We sometimes develop a rapport with detainees, and Sergeant Loring would sit us down and remind us that these were evil people and talk about 9/11, and they weren't our friends and could not be trusted." Specialist Damian Corsetti, a tall, bearded interrogator, sometimes called the Monster, was often chosen to intimidate new detainees. Specialist Corsetti, they said, would glower and yell at the arrivals as they stood chained to an overhead pole or lay face down on the floor of a holding room. A military police canine unit often brought growling dogs to walk among the new prisoners for similar effect. The other interrogators would use his reputation, said one interrogator, Specialist Eric Barclay. They would tell the detainee, "If you don't cooperate, we'll have to get Monster, and he won't be as nice." Another soldier told investigators that Sergeant Loring lightheartedly referred to Specialist Corsetti, then 23, as the king of torture.
So at night I sit and I watch the stars to stay.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
If you're a horse owner, you should know that West Nile virus remains a deadly threat for virtually every horse in the U.S. Protect your champion with West Nile Innovator, the original West Nile virus vaccine. No West Nile vaccine has been proven more effective or protected more horses with more than 16 million doses safely administered coast to coast. Ask your veterinarian for West Nile Innovator today or visit equinewestnile.com. From Fort Dodge Animal Health.
New Mobile Clean 5000 protects critical engine parts for 5,000 miles, guaranteed. And it's got 16% more cleaning agent to help prevent sludge and harmful deposits. In fact, Mobile Clean 5000 is so effective, we could think of 5,000 reasons to try it. But since there isn't time, we'll just give you one. Right now, the first 5,000 people to visit MobileOil.com will get 5 free quarts of Mobile Clean 5000. Mobile Clean 5000, the oil that's changing oil. Visit MobileOil.com for more details.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? I'm Jim O'Connor, independent life insurance agent specializing in term life insurance. There's been a price war between the major life insurance companies. If you've had your term life policy more than 2 years, you may be paying too much. For example, a male, age 45, non-tobacco user issued Preferred Best, $1 million of coverage is only $56 a month, guaranteed level for 10 years. Or a male, age 50, non-tobacco user issued Preferred Best, $500,000 of coverage is only $91 a month, guaranteed level for 20 years. The life insurance industry is going through exciting changes. Make sure you're not paying too much for your term insurance. For new or replacement term life insurance, call for a free quote. 800-799-0903. That's 800-799-0903. Don't pay too much for your term insurance. Call 800-799-0903 or visit my website at term22.com. That's term22.com. Rates based on standard underwriting and may vary by state.
If you're concerned about the wants, the needs, and protection of your family, then call the Legacy Group of America at 1-800-245-TERM and find out about their affordable term life insurance. Now, in just 15 minutes, you can protect your family with $100,000 of life insurance. This will enable your family to take care of final expenses, pay off credit card and mortgage debt, or provide for a college education should something happen to you. There's no better way to protect those you love. So call now for a free rate quote at 1-800-245-TERM. This term insurance is fast, easy, and affordable. There's no medical exam or long, complicated forms to fill out. If you qualify for the term of your policy, your rates never go up and your benefits never go down.
Help your family to be secure and debt-free with this term life insurance policy. The Legacy Group of America is there for you. Call now at 1-800-245-TERM. That's 1-800-245-8376. Not available in all states.
$20. What can you get for less than $20 these days? How about over 60 channels, including local channels where available, for just $19.99 per month for 1 year with Dish Network Satellite TV? There's never been a better time to dump cable and start saving with Dish Network, the home of the lowest all-digital price in America every day. Call now and get up to 4 rooms of your house set up with standard professional installation. Plus, Dish Network will give you a $49.99 credit when you pay a $49.99 activation fee, making the activation fee free. Call 1-888-231-DISH or visit a local participating retailer to get Dish Network and enjoy over 60 channels, including local channels, for less than $20 per month. That's 1-888-231-DISH. 1-888-231-DISH.
Offer ends 6/30/05. All prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. Restrictions, credit approval, minimum programming purchase, and monthly receiver fee applies. Must qualify based on service address.
You're listening to Mike Malloy on the Air America Radio Network.
It's about 9 before the hour. Continuing with the expanded Uncle Mike Story Corner this evening. Stay with me and listen to this. Or not. We're talking about a guy named Monster. Specialist Corsetti, Damian Corsetti. One detainee who was interviewed by Army investigators last June at Guantanamo said Specialist Corsetti had pulled out his penis during an interrogation at Bagram, held it against the prisoner's face, and threatened to rape him. Last fall, the investigator cited probable cause to charge Specialist Corsetti with assault, maltreatment of a prisoner, and indecent acts in the incident. He has not been charged. At Abu Ghraib, he was also one of 3 members of the 519th who were fined and demoted for forcing an Iraqi woman to strip during questioning. A spokesman at Fort Bragg said Specialist Corsetti would not comment. In late August of 2002, the Bagram interrogators were joined by a new military police unit that was assigned to guard the detainees. The soldiers, mostly reservists from the 377th Military Police Company based in Cincinnati, were similarly unprepared for their mission, members of the unit said. The company received basic lessons in handling prisoners at Fort Dix, New Jersey, and some police and corrections officers in its ranks provided further training. That instruction included an overview of pressure point control tactics and, notably, the common perineal strike, a potentially disabling blow to the side of the leg just above the knee. The MPs said they were never told that perineal strikes were not part of Army doctrine, nor did most of them hear one of the former police officers tell a fellow soldier during the training that he would never use such strikes because they would tear up a prisoner's legs. But once in Afghanistan, members of this unit found that the usual rules did not seem to apply. The perineal strike quickly became a basic weapon of the MP arsenal. Former Sergeant Thomas Curtis told the investigators that was kind of like an accepted thing. You could knee somebody in the leg. A few weeks into the company's tour, Specialist Jeremy Calloway overheard another guard boasting about having beaten a detainee who had spit on him. Specialist Calloway also told investigators that other soldiers had congratulated the guard for not taking any from a detainee. One captain nicknamed members of the 3rd Platoon the Testosterone Gang. Several were devout bodybuilders. Upon arriving in Afghanistan, a group of the soldiers decorated their tent with a Confederate flag. Some of the same MPs took a particular interest in an emotionally disturbed Afghan detainee who was known to eat his own feces and mutilate himself with concertina wire. The soldiers kneed the man repeatedly in the legs and at one point chained him with his arms straight up in the air, Specialist Calloway told investigators. They also nicknamed him Timmy, after a disabled child in the animated television series South Park. One of the guards who beat the prisoner also taught him to screech, like the cartoon character, Specialist Calloway said. The detainee known as Person Under Control Number 412 was a portly, well-groomed Afghan named Habibullah. Some American officials identified him as Mullah Habibullah, a brother of a former Taliban commander from the southern Afghan province of Oruzgan. He stood out from the scraggly guerrillas and villagers whom the Bagram interrogators typically saw. The provost marshal in charge of the MPs, Major Bobby Atwell, recalled, quote, he had a piercing gaze and was very confident, end quote. Documents from the investigation suggest that Mr. Habibullah was captured by an Afghan warlord on November 28, 2002 and delivered to Bagram by CIA operatives 2 days later. His well-being at that point is a matter of dispute. The doctor who examined him on arrival at Bagram reported him in good health. But the intelligence operations chief, Lieutenant Colonel John Lawford, later told Army investigators, quote, he was already in bad condition when he arrived, end quote. What is clear is that Mr. Habibullah was identified at Bagram as an important prisoner and an unusually sharp-tongued and insubordinate one. One of the 377th 3rd Platoon sergeants, Alan Driver Jr., told investigators that Mr. Habibullah rose up after a rectal exam and kneed him in the groin. The guard said he grabbed the prisoner by the head and yelled in his face. Mr. Habibullah then, quote, became combative, Sergeant Driver said, and had to be subdued by 3 guards and led away in an arm lock. He was then confined in one of the 9-foot by 7-foot isolation cells, which the MP commander, Captain Christopher Baring, later described as the standard procedure. Captain Baring told investigators that was a policy that detainees were hooded, shackled, and isolated for at least the first 24 hours, sometimes 72 hours. While the guards kept some prisoners awake by yelling or poking them or banging on their cell doors, Mr. Habibullah was shackled by the wrist to the wire ceiling over his cell. On his second day, December 1st, the prisoner was uncooperative again, this time with Specialist Willie Brand. The guard, who has since been charged with assault and other crimes, told investigators he had delivered 3 perineal strikes in response. The next day, Specialist Brand said he had to knee the prisoner again. Other blows followed. A lawyer for Specialist Brand said there was no criminal intent by his client to hurt any detainee. The communication between Mr. Habibullah and his jailers appears to have been almost exclusively physical. Despite repeated requests, the MPs were assigned no interpreters of their own. Instead, they borrowed from the interrogators when they could and relied on prisoners who spoke even a little English to translate for them. When the detainees were beaten or kicked for non-compliance, one of the interpreters said, it was often because they had no idea what the MP was saying. We'll continue this after the break. This is Air America.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
1.99%. That's the kind of low interest rate you might hear about on a new car. But when was the last time you heard about a 1.99% interest rate on a mortgage? Now, for a limited time, that's just what you can get from Quicken Loans, with an introductory rate of just 1.99% on the exclusive Smart Choice interest-only loan. Call Quicken Loans at 800-651-5633 now to see if Smart Choice is the right choice for you. With a $200,000 loan, your payment would be just $330. Whether you're purchasing or refinancing, call 800-651-5633 to find out about this limited-time offer. Mortgage experts are available until midnight Eastern Time. The 1.99% Smart Choice Loan, exclusively from Quicken Loans. Call now, 800-651-5633. 30-year mortgage interest only payment for the first 10 years. Initial interest payment and rate of 1.99%. APR 4.114%. Fixed for the first 6 months. Adjust every 6 months. After 6 months, payment is $687.50. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. Call 800-651-5633 now.
Fact. Omega-3s are important for a healthy heart, mind, and joints. Fact. The fish that are the richest source of omega-3s are often contaminated with mercury and other toxins. Fact. Tri-Omega removes toxins with an advanced process no ordinary omega-3 supplement can match. Fact. If you want to be sure it's pure, get Tri-Omega. In fact, if it doesn't say Tri-Omega, throw it back.
Showtime presents a powerful new original picture based on a true story. Allegations of abuse.
100,000 children molested by priests.
A conspiracy of silence.
This is not a cardinal. This is a cover-up.
and the battle for justice.
He must never serve as a priest again.
Ted Danson, Christopher Plummer, and Brian Dennehy, directed by Dan Curtis. Our Fathers, the Catholic Church in an Age of Scandal. Premiering tomorrow at 8 p.m. Eastern and Pacific, only on Showtime.
Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley. A value stand down. If you wanted to sign up to join the Army today, you are out of luck. Army recruiters at more than 1,500 locations nationwide were in a value stand down, as it was called, following questions raised about recruiting improprieties. The head of the Army Recruiting Command, Major General Michael Rochelle, says there are 7 cases currently under investigation. All of them involve what's called taking shortcuts, overlooking drug use, or a failure to have a high school diploma in order to sign up a young recruit. General Rochelle says each recruiter is expected to sign up at least 2 young men or women each month, but some recruiters who complain they're pressured to do far more or suffer career consequences. Today, recruiters were given lessons in proper conduct, and we're also having to reaffirm the Army oath. The showdown shaping up for Tuesday. That's when Senate Republicans have set a test vote on one of George Bush's judicial nominees, Priscilla Owen. If, as expected, supporters do not get the necessary 60 votes, Republicans say they'll go ahead and try to ban filibusters on judicial appointees. Democrats have on 4 previous occasions blocked the Republicans' ability to limit debate on Owen's nomination, and they are expected to do so again Tuesday. Al Jazeera TV is not showing pictures of former Iraqi dictator Saddam Hussein in his underwear, saying it isn't news. The picture is also absent from an Arab newspaper based in London. One of its editors called the images revolting and said it isn't heroic to show a picture of a man in private in his underpants. A TV station for a Lebanese militant group also refused to show the pictures, but Al Jazeera's competitor, Al Arabiya, is flashing the pictures each hour in its news. The photographs, published in The Sun of London and The New York Post, they said they were taken last year. The newspapers claim a U.S. military official gave them the photos. Saddam, of course, remains in U.S. custody in Iraq, awaiting trial. Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez calls it one-stop access to let the nation find out about sex criminals nationwide. The Justice Department will launch a new website containing sex offender registries from 48 states, Gonzalez says. It'll let people do a search to see if a sex predator from one state has moved to another state. He says the sex offenders that wiped away forever the smiles of little girls like Jessica Lunsford provide a constant reminder the nation needs to watch out for sexual predators. Laura Bush showing some independence, contradicting the White House. She said Newsweek magazine should not be solely blamed for deadly protests in the Middle East. And she also said during her trip to the Middle East, her husband should have been interrupted to be told about that airplane scare that sent her hurrying for cover in an underground bunker. This is Air America Radio News.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the Internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or LiveMeeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news, there's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low, flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code America. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code America. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Would you like to look and feel 10 years younger in 10 weeks? Ultimate HGH is clinically proven in a double-blind study to help you look and feel younger. We're so confident that Ultimate HGH works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Ultimate HGH and turn back the clock. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now, 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447.
Emerging research suggests you consume substantial quantities of tomatoes every day to reduce your risk of cancer.
Five tomatoes every day?
To get your daily dose, try Lycomato.
Day after day.
All the power of five whole tomatoes in one little pill. With lycopene and all the other antioxidants found naturally in the tomato.
You're talking 152 tomatoes a month?
The power of five tomatoes in one little pill.
That's 1,825 tomatoes a year.
Look for Vitamin Shoppe brand lycopene with Lycomato in your local vitamin shop.
Feel great. Apply for life insurance without ever having to meet with a life insurance salesperson. Hi, it's Carol again with Life Quotes, where we track the rates of more than 60 leading life insurance companies. Here's a useful tip. Life insurance prices have never been lower than they are right now. For example, a male non-tobacco user age 40 can apply for a $500,000 policy for less than $21 per month. For free quotes, call 800-670-LIFE. That's 800-670-LIFE, or visit lifequotes.com to view the lowest rates.
Ring of Fire.
You know, the prospect of a federal court system packed even tighter with far right-wing judges may seem like your worst nightmare. So join Bobby Kennedy and me, Mike Papantonio, this week on Ring of Fire. We're going to talk with one analyst who says we're wasting our time fighting for a judiciary that has never advanced the progressive movement in America. And we'll hear confessions of an economic hitman who cheated poor countries out of trillions of dollars. Ring of Fire this weekend on Air America Radio.
Welcome back. 6:30 past the hour. My name is Mike Malloy. This is Air America. We are continuing with the expanded Uncle Mike Story Corner. Tonight's author is Tim Golden. It's a U.S. report about the deaths of two Afghan inmates. Just two. Back to what Tim Golden wrote. When the detainees were beaten or kicked for noncompliance, one of the interpreters, Ali Bariali, said, it was often because they have no idea what the MP is saying. By the morning of December 2nd, witnesses told the investigators, Mr. Habibullah was coughing and complaining of chest pains. He limped into the interrogation room in shackles, his right leg stiff and his right foot swollen. The lead interrogator, Sergeant Lay, let him sit on the floor because he could not bend his knee and sit in a chair. The interpreter who was on hand, Ibrahim Baraday, said the interrogators had kept their distance that day because Mr. Habibullah was spitting up a lot of phlegm. Mr. Baraday said they were laughing and making fun of him, saying it was gross or nasty. Though battered, Mr. Habibullah was unbowed. Mr. Baraday said once they asked him if he wanted to spend the rest of his life in handcuffs, his response was, yes, don't they look good on me? By December 3rd, Mr. Habibullah's reputation for defiance seemed to make him an open target. One MP said he had given him five perineal strikes for being noncompliant or combative. Another gave him three or four more for being noncompliant or combative. Some guards later asserted that he had been hurt trying to escape. When Sergeant James Boland saw Mr. Habibullah on December 3rd, he was in one of the isolation cells, tethered to the ceiling by two sets of handcuffs and a chain around his waist. His body was slumped forward, held up by the chains. Sergeant Boland told the investigators he had entered the cell with two other guards, Specialist Anthony Morden and Brian Kemick. All three, by the way, have been charged with assault and other crimes. One of them pulled off the prisoner's black hood, Mr. Habibullah's. His head was slumped to one side, his tongue sticking out. Specialist Kamek said he had put some bread on Mr. Habibullah's tongue. Another soldier put an apple in the prisoner's hand. It fell to the floor. When Specialist Kamek turned back toward the prisoner, he said in one statement, Mr. Habibullah's spit hit his chest. Later, Specialist Kamek acknowledged, I'm not sure if he spit at me. But at the time, he exploded, yelling, don't ever spit on me again! And kneed the prisoner sharply in the thigh. Maybe a couple of times. Mr. Habibullah's limp body swayed back and forth in the chains. When Sergeant Boland returned to the cell some 20 minutes later, he said Mr. Habibullah was not moving and he had no pulse. Finally, the prisoner was unchained and laid out on the floor of his cell. The guard, whom Specialist Kamek said had counseled him back in New Jersey about the dangers of perineal strikes, found him in the room where Mr. Habibullah lay, his body already cold. Specialist Kamek appeared very distraught. Specialist William Bowl told an investigator the soldier was, in fact, running about the room hysterically. An MP was sent to wake one of the medics. "What are you getting me for?" the medic, Specialist Robert Malone, responded, telling him to call an ambulance instead. When another medic finally arrived, he found Mr. Habibullah on the floor, his arms outstretched, his eyes and mouth open. The medic, Staff Sergeant Rodney Glass, recalled, "It looked like he'd been dead for a while, and it looked like nobody cared." Not all of the guards were indifferent, their statements show, but if Mr. Habibullah's death shocked some of them, it did not lead to major changes in the detention center's operation. Military police guards were assigned to be present during interrogations to prevent mistreatment. The provost marshal, Mr. Major Atwell, told investigators he had already instructed the commander of the MP company, Captain Baring, to stop chaining prisoners to the ceiling. Others said they'd never received such an order. Senior officers later told investigators that they had been unaware of any serious abuses at the BCP. But the first sergeant of the 377th, Betty Jones, told investigators that the use of standing restraints, sleep deprivation, and perineal strikes was readily apparent. She said, "Everyone that is anyone went through the facility at one time or another." Major Atwell said the death of Mr. Habibullah did not cause an enormous amount of concern because it appeared natural. In fact, Mr. Habibullah's autopsy, completed on December 8th, showed bruises or abrasions on his chest, on his arms, on his head. There were deep contusions on his calves, on his knees, on his thighs. His left calf was marked by what appeared to have been the sole of a boot. His death was attributed to a blood clot, probably caused by the severe injuries to his legs, which traveled to his heart and blocked the blood flow to his lungs. On December 15th, one day after Mr. Habibullah died, Mr. Dilawar arrived at Bagram. 4 days before, on the eve of the Muslim holiday of Eid al-Fitr, Mr. Dilawar set out from his tiny village of Yakubi in a prized new possession, a used Toyota sedan that his family bought for him a few weeks earlier to drive as a taxi. Mr. Dilawar was not an adventurous man. He rarely went far from the stone farmhouse he shared with his wife, his young daughter, and his extended family. He never attended school, relatives said, and had only one friend, Bachakel, with whom he would sit in the wheat fields surrounding the village and talk. His eldest brother, Shapur, said in an interview he was a shy man, a very simple man. On the day he disappeared, Mr. Dilawar's mother had asked him to gather his three sisters from their nearby villages and bring them home for the holiday. But he needed gas money and decided instead to drive to the provincial capital, Khost, about 45 minutes away, to look for fares. At a taxi stand there, he found three men headed back toward Yakubi. On the way, they passed a base used by American troops, Camp Salerno, which had been the target of a rocket attack that morning. Militiamen loyal to the guerrilla commander guarding the base, Jean-Baz Khan, stopped the Toyota at a checkpoint. They confiscated a broken walkie-talkie from one of Mr. Dilawar's passengers. In the trunk, they found an electric stabilizer used to regulate current from a generator. Mr. Dilawar's family said the stabilizer was not theirs. At the time, they said they had no electricity in their house. The four men were detained and turned over to American soldiers at the base as suspects in the attack. Mr. Dilawar and his passengers spent their first night there handcuffed to a fence so they would be unable to sleep. When a doctor examined them the next morning, he said later, he found Mr. Dilawar tired and suffering from headaches, but otherwise fine. Mr. Dilawar's three passengers were eventually flown to Guantanamo and held for more than a year before being sent home without charge. In interviews after the release, the men described their treatment at Bagram as far worse than at Guantanamo. While all of them said they had been beaten, they complained most bitterly of being stripped naked in front of female soldiers for showers and medical exams, which they said included the first of several painful and humiliating rectal exams. Abdur Rahim, a 26-year-old baker from Khost, said, "They did lots and lots of bad things to me. I was shouting and crying and no one was listening. When I was shouting, the soldiers were slamming my head against the desk." For Mr. Dilawar, his fellow prisoner said, "The most difficult thing seemed to be the black cloth hood that was pulled over his head. A man called Pakhuddin, who had been one of Mr. Dilawar's passengers, said he could not breathe." Mr. Dilawar was a frail man, standing only 5'9 and weighing 122 pounds, but at Bagram he was quickly labeled as one of the non-compliant ones. When one of the 1st Platoon's MPs, Specialist Corey Jones, was sent to Mr. Dilawar's cell to give him some water, he said the prisoner spit in his face and started kicking him. Specialist Jones responded, he said, with a couple of knee strikes to the legs of the shackled man. He screamed out, "Allah, Allah, Allah," and my first reaction was that he was crying out to his God, Specialist Jones said to interrogators. Everybody heard him cry out, and they thought it was funny. Other 3rd Platoon MPs later came by the detention center and stopped at the isolation cells to see for themselves, Specialist Jones said. It became a kind of running joke, and people kept showing up to give this detainee a common perineal strike just to hear him scream out, "Allah!" It went on over a 24-hour period, and I would think it was over 100 strikes, said Specialist Jones. In a subsequent statement, Specialist Jones was vague about which MPs had delivered the blows. His estimate was never confirmed, but other guards eventually admitted striking Mr. Dilawar repeatedly. Many MPs would eventually deny they had had any idea of Mr. Dilawar's injuries, explaining that they never saw his legs beneath his jumpsuit. But Specialist Jones recalled that the drawstring pants in Mr. Dilawar's orange prison suit fell down again and again while he was shackled. The soldier told investigators, "I saw the bruise because his pants kept falling down while he was in the standing restraints. Over a certain period of time, I noticed it was the size of a fist." As Mr. Dilawar grew desperate, he began crying out more loudly to be released, but even the interpreters had trouble understanding his Pashto dialect. The annoyed guards only heard noise. "He had constantly been screaming, 'Release me, I don't want to be here,' and things like that," said the one linguist who could decipher his distress, Abdul Ahad Wardak. On December 8th, Mr. Dilawar was taken for his fourth interrogation. It quickly turned hostile.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
New Mobile Clean 5000 protects critical engine parts for 5,000 miles, guaranteed. And it's got 16% more cleaning agent to help prevent sludge and harmful deposits. In fact, Mobile Clean 5000 is so effective, we could think of 5,000 reasons to try it. But since there isn't time, we'll just give you one. Right now, the first 5,000 people to visit MobileOil.com will get 5 free quarts of Mobile Clean 5000. Mobile Clean 5000, the oil that's changing oil. Visit MobileOil.com for more details.
If you're a horse owner, you should know that West Nile virus remains a deadly threat for virtually every horse in the U.S. Protect your champion with West Nile Innovator, the original West Nile virus vaccine. No West Nile vaccine has been proven more effective or protected more horses with more than 16 million doses safely administered coast to coast. Ask your veterinarian for West Nile Innovator today or visit equinewestnile.com. From Fort Dodge Animal Health.
What is it, Bob?
You can take this job.
Yeah, take this job and shove it. So you're quitting, huh?
Yep.
I bet you're going to start your own business.
Right.
What do you know about starting a business? You're going to buy a business, start from scratch. How about startup money?
Well...
You even know where to get startup money?
That my brother.
Got a business plan? Can't raise money to start a business without a business plan.
I can't.
You're pathetic. You need Bruce Berman's book. It's called I Got Here, You Can Too, a master's course in becoming a millionaire. Want to be a millionaire, Bob?
Well, that's the idea.
Then you got to buy his book. It shows exactly how Berman made a fortune in business and how you can too. Want a profitable business, Bob?
Sure.
Thanks, Bob. This is Bruce Berman. If you want to make $5, $10, even $15,000 a month right now from the comfort of your own home, then you don't have to buy my book. I will give you a free copy of my book and my Making Money CD. That's over $100 value. This limited-time free offer is available only on my website, 9freebook.com. That's the number 9freebook.com. That's the number 9freebook.com. You could be making money within 30 days, guaranteed. So log on to 9freebook.com now.
Are you struggling with your weight? Listen closely. This might change your life. I'm Wendy Friesen, a clinical hypnotherapist, and I have an amazing hypnosis method to stop the struggle with food and the emotional eating and the sabotage. My video program, The Zen of Thin, guides you to heal emotional issues that are the real cause of your weight problem. Diets don't work. You know that you need to look inside of yourself to find the real reasons. It's called The Zen of Thin. Release your emotional struggle using the power of hypnosis. You get the video, the CDs, and a free private hypnotherapy session with someone you can trust. You've seen The Zen of Thin on TV. It works. I guarantee it. Wake up tomorrow excited to exercise, eating healthy because you want to. Feel in control. It will happen to you. Call me at 877-68-HAPPY or on the web at zenofthin.com. Just type in zenofthin.com and find out for yourself how easy it is. Call me at 877-68-HAPPY. Open your mind before you open your mouth.
Newsweek reported that U.S. investigators at Guantanamo Bay flushed a Koran down a toilet. The news sparked rioting throughout the Muslim world, prompting White House spokesman Scott McClellan to say the report has had serious consequences. People have lost their lives. But really, 16 deaths and 100 injuries, that won't even get you through lunch in Baghdad. To make matters worse, the magazine subsequently retracted the story. The administration quickly pounced, calling the dispatch inaccurate and blaming it for damaging the image of the United States. Newsweek's lone source, codenamed Porkball, still insists he read the account in an investigative memo. The only question is whether it comprised an official military report. In other words, it probably did happen, and as for our tarnished image, I think the photos from Abu Ghraib already took care of that. Maybe Dan Rather will turn up here at AskewedView.com.
Because life's too short to listen to right-wing radio, it's more of Mike Malloy.
21 past the hour, continuing and getting close to the end here of Uncle Mike's Story Corner today. We are talking about Mr. Dilawar, who was taken for his fourth interrogation at Bagram Air Base in Afghanistan, and that interrogation quickly turned hostile. The 21-year-old lead interrogator, Specialist Glendale Walls II, later contended that Mr. Dilawar was evasive. Specialist said, quote, some holes came up and we wanted him to answer us truthfully, end quote. The other interrogator, Sergeant Salcedo, complained that the prisoner was smiling, not answering questions, and refusing to stay kneeling on the ground or sitting against the wall. The interpreter, who was present, Ahmad Ahmadzai, recalled the encounter differently to investigators. The interrogators, Mr. Ahmadzai said, accused Mr. Dilawar of launching the rockets that had hit the American base. He denied that. While kneeling on the ground, he was unable to hold his cupped hands above his head as instructed, prompting Sergeant Salcedo to slap them back up whenever they began to drop. Mr. Ahmadzai said, Selena berated him for being weak and questioned him about being a man, which was very insulting because of his heritage. End quote. When Mr. Dilawar was unable to sit in the chair position against the wall because of his battered legs, the two interrogators grabbed him by the shirt and repeatedly shoved him back against the wall. The interpreter said this went on for 10 or 15 minutes. He was so tired he couldn't get up. They stood him up, and at one point, Selena stepped on his bare foot with her boot and grabbed him by his beard and pulled him toward her. Once Selena kicked Dilawar in the groin, private areas, with her right foot. She was standing some distance from him, and she stepped back and kicked him. About the first 10 minutes, I think, they were actually questioning him. After that, it was pushing, shoving, kicking, and shouting. There was no interrogation going on. End quote. The session ended with Sergeant Salcedo instructing the MPs to keep Mr. Dilawar chained to the ceiling until the next shift came on. The next morning, Mr. Dilawar began yelling again. At around noon, the MPs called over another of the interpreters to try to quiet Mr. Dilawar down. The interpreter said, I told him, look, please, if you want to be able to sit down and be released from shackles, you just need to be quiet for one more hour. The interpreter said, he told me that if he was in shackles another hour, he would die. Half an hour later, the interpreter returned to the cell. Mr. Dilawar's hands hung limply from the cuffs, and his head, covered by the black hood, slumped forward. The interpreter recalled he wanted me to get a doctor and said he needed a shot. He said that he didn't feel good. He said that his legs were hurting. The interpreter translated Mr. Dilawar's plea to one of the guards. The soldier took the prisoner's hand and pressed down on his fingernails to check the circulation. The MP said, "He's okay. He's just trying to get out of his restraints." By the time Mr. Dilawar was brought in for his final interrogation in the first hours of the next day, December 10th, he appeared exhausted and was babbling that his wife had died. He also told the interrogators that he had been beaten by the guards. The interpreter said, "We didn't pursue that." Specialist Wall was again the lead interrogator, but his more aggressive partner, Specialist Klaus, quickly took over, Mr. Barlai, the interpreter said. Klaus had a rule that the detainee had to look at him, not me, the interpreter told investigators. He gave him three chances, and then he grabbed him by the shirt and pulled him toward him across the table, slamming his chest into the table front. When Mr. Dilawar was unable to kneel, the interpreter said, the interrogators pulled him to his feet and pushed him against the wall. Told to assume a certain position, the prisoner leaned his head against the wall and began to fall asleep. The interpreter said he looked to me like Dilawar was trying to cooperate, but he couldn't physically perform the tasks. Finally, Specialist Walls grabbed the prisoner and shook him harshly, the interpreter said, telling him that if he failed to cooperate, he would be shipped to a prison in the United States where he would be treated like a woman by the other men and face the wrath of criminals who would be very angry with anyone involved in the 9/11 attacks. Specialist Walls was charged last week with assault, maltreatment, and failure to obey a lawful order. Specialist Claus was charged with assault, maltreatment, and lying to investigators. Each man declined to comment. A third military intelligence specialist who spoke some Pashto, Staff Sergeant W. Christopher Yonashonis, had questioned Mr. Dilawar earlier and had arranged with Specialist Klaus to take over when he was done. Instead, the sergeant arrived at the interrogation room to find a large puddle of water on the floor, a wet spot on Mr. Dilawar's shirt, and Specialist Klaus standing behind the detainee, twisting up the back of the hood that covered the prisoner's head. He said, "I had the impression that Josh was actually holding the detainee upright by pulling on the hood. I was furious at this point because I had seen Josh tighten the hood of another detainee the week before. This behavior seemed completely gratuitous and unrelated to intelligence collection." "What the hell happened with the water?" Sergeant Yonashonis said he demanded. Specialist Klaus responded, "Oh, we had to make sure he stayed hydrated." The next morning, Sergeant Yonashonis went to the non-commissioned officer in charge of the interrogator, Sergeant Loring, to report the incident. Mr. Dilawar, however, was already dead. The findings of Mr. Dilawar's autopsy were succinct. He had some coronary artery disease, the medical examiner reported, but what caused his heart to fail was, quote, blunt force injuries to the lower extremities. Similar injuries contributed to Mr. Habibullah's death. One of the coroners later translated the assessment at a pretrial hearing for Specialist Brand, saying the tissue in the young man's legs, quote, had basically been pulpified, end quote. Too shocking to see. Trouble. I have paid my debt, now won't you leave me in my misery? Trouble, trouble, please be kind. I don't want no fight, and I haven't got a lot of time.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Imagine a natural diet ingredient that kills your appetite and helps attack obesity by simply telling your brain you are full. Imagine you could try it risk-free with a 100% money-back guarantee. No need to imagine. It's true. H57 Hoodia is now available in America in its purest form. H57 South African Hoodia will make you less hungry to help you lose more weight. Become an H57 success story. Just listen to this.
I gained 80 pounds during my pregnancy. Although I struggled and lost most of the weight I had gained, those last 30 pounds seemed impossible to get rid of. A little over 2 months ago, I started using H57 Hoodia, and I've already lost about 25 pounds, and I still eat all the foods I enjoy. H57 is incredible. From the very first time I tried it, I just wasn't as hungry, so I ate less and finally lost the weight I wanted.
Become an H57 success story. Call for your risk-free supply of H57 Hoodia toll-free 1-800-227-0361. That's 1-800-227-0361. 1-800-227-0361. Unconditional money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-227-0361 or visit myh57.com.
For the best in independent news, subscribe to Mother Jones Magazine at readmojo.com. This month, learn how to avoid a scam that could cost you thousands of dollars if you're buying furniture or appliances. Read why the FDA's own scientists are worried the agency approves unsafe drugs that can put you at risk. Plus, catch up on the latest in music, books, and culture. Subscribe today at readmojo.com. Mother Jones brings you hard-hitting investigative reporting at readmojo.com.
Every year, 230,000 men are diagnosed with prostate cancer. Worse yet, in the time it takes to play nine innings, prostate cancer kills nine men. This is Reggie Jackson, asking you to make a pledge in the fight against this deadly disease. This Father's Day week, team up with me, Major League Baseball, and the Prostate Cancer Foundation to keep Dad in the game. Call 800-798-CURE and be part of the Prostate Cancer Foundation's Home Run Challenge. Again, 800-798-CURE. Make a pledge. Make a difference.
Planet check.
While the overall transportation bill is very bad for the environment,
this is a rare piece of good news from Congress.
That's Darren Lovos, Transportation Deputy Director for the NRDC.
At least the Senate voted in favor of badly needed funding that will help improve water quality and clean up rivers, lakes, and streams across the nation.
The transportation bill includes a program to reduce pollution from stormwater runoff.
Basically, when it rains, you get a lot of polluted runoff from roads, parking lots, and highways.
Because motor oil and a lot of pollutants get carried into our streams, rivers, and lakes.
What the transportation bill would do is provide about $1 billion worth of funding over the next 6 years to help communities clean up their water as per federal law, as is good for the environment and good for communities across the country.
That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is made possible thanks to Puramind, the Institute for Advanced Digital Audio Training. Puramind is a certified Apple and DigiDesign training location. Believe in your music. Puramind.com.
Preposterous.
Is Posture D ahead of its time? Apparently. The Surgeon General's report on bone health says that deficiencies of vitamin D, calcium, and phosphorus can result in weak bones. Like we said, building bones without phosphorus is preposterous. Posture D is the only leading calcium supplement with calcium plus phosphorus. For millions of women who may be phosphorus deficient, there's Posture D in the orange box. Because building bones without phosphorus is
preposterous.
Guess who's ranked number one these days? Lincoln Mercury Dealers, that's who. According to J.D. Power & Associates, Lincoln is the number one nameplate in customer satisfaction with dealer service. And when you bring your vehicle to your Tri-State Lincoln Mercury Dealers for service, you'll see why we've impressed so many people. Stop in for award-recognized service and great value, especially right now. Get the works. For just $34.95 or less, you'll get a Motorcraft oil and filter change up to 5 quarts, tire rotation, expert vehicle inspection, fluid top-off, and more. Just $34.95. Expert service at low prices. Now that's real value. Come in and compare us to anyone, anywhere. We're better. We're proving it. And we want you to be the judge. That's the genuine challenge. Visit your participating Tri-State Lincoln Mercury dealer.
Taxes, disposal fees, and diesel vehicles extra. See participating dealership for service hours and details through 52905. For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com.
How can I keep her safe when she always seems to be running away from me? It used to be so much easier to find solutions to her problems. Now, I don't even understand the questions, let alone have any answers.
The Girls and Boys Town National Hotline can help you find those answers. We've been working with teenagers for over 50 years and would like to share what we've learned about parenting. Call us toll-free, 1-800-448-3000.
Time furnished by the Office of National Drug Control Policy.
No, no, you may not hang at the park. Yes, even if all your friends are there. Go to Mrs. Feldman's till I'm home from work.
Keeping tabs on your kid after school isn't easy.
Yes, tomorrow too.
But if you don't, she's more likely to do drugs.
No, I am not easier on your brother.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com.
Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy.
Jerry Springer.
What the hell are we doing in Iraq? We have become so sanitized to this war. It is really obscene. You do not get the sense as you walk the streets of America, of any town you are in, as we go about our daily lives. There is no sense that we're in the middle of a very difficult and ugly war.
Jerry Springer on Air America Radio.
If you're not outraged, then you're just not paying attention. It's more of Mike Malloy.
26 before the hour. Concluding. Mr. Habibullah is now dead. One of the coroners later translated the assessment at a pretrial hearing for Specialist Brand, saying the tissue in Mr. Habibullah's legs had basically been pulpified. Lieutenant Colonel Elizabeth Rouse, the coroner, and a major at the time, said, "I've seen similar injuries in an individual run over by a bus." After Mr. Habibullah's death, several of the 519th Battalion's interrogators were temporarily moved from their posts. A medic was assigned to the detention center to work night shifts. On orders from the Bagram Intelligence Chief, interrogators were prohibited from any physical contact with the detainees. Chaining prisoners to any fixed object was also banned, and the use of stress positions was curtailed. In February, an American military official disclosed that the Afghan guerrilla commander whose men had arrested Mr. Dilawar and his passengers had himself been detained. The commander, Janbaz Khan, was suspected of attacking Camp Salerno himself and then turning over innocent suspects to the Americans in a ploy to win their trust, the military official said. The three passengers in Mr. Dilawar's taxi were sent home from Guantanamo in March 2004, 15 months after their capture, with letters saying they posed no threat to American forces. They were later visited by Mr. Dilawar's parents, who begged them to explain what had happened to their son. But the men said they could not bring themselves to recount the details. Said Mr. Parkhuden, "I told them he had a bed. I said the Americans were very nice because he had a heart problem." In late August of last year, shortly before the Army completed its inquiry into the death, Sergeant Yonashonis, who is stationed in Germany now, went at his own initiative to see an agent of the Criminal Investigative Command. Until then, he had never been interviewed. He said, quote, "I expected to be contacted at some point by investigators in this case. I was living a few doors down from the interrogation room, and I had been one of the last to see this detainee alive. I remember being so mad I had trouble speaking." Sergeant Yonashonis described what he had witnessed of the detainee's last interrogation. He also added a detail that had been overlooked in the investigated file. By the time Mr. Dilawar was taken into his final interrogations, he said, quote, "Most of us were convinced that this detainee was innocent," end quote. You can access this story at newyorktimes.com, nytimes.com. It was on the front page of today's paper. What we are doing, well, let me just share with you what Chris Floyd wrote. "The unspeakable brutality detailed in this story stems directly, absolutely directly, from George W. Bush himself. It is Bush who lifted the protection of the Geneva Conventions from all those he has rounded up in his so-called war on terror, including to literally thousands of innocent people. It is George W. Bush, this sniveling, smirking, shirking little coward, this cosseted little pipsqueak trying to prove his manhood with macho bluster and aggressive war, who is directly responsible for establishing this worldwide system of inhuman degradation and pig-ignorant bullying. It is his direct orders, his implications, his rhetoric, and his will that have instigated these crimes, these bloody stains on the national honor. Yet who among the high command, from Rumsfeld on down, has resigned in protest over these outrages? No one. They're all complicit. They have all played cover your ass, passing the buck and the blame down to the lower ranks. And these lower ranks, they have perverted with a relentless drumbeat of hate speech and propaganda, deliberately fomenting a thirst for revenge that sweeps up every single Muslim in its blind wrath. If you are an American with even one drop of genuine love for the country in your soul, you cannot read this story without shedding, in Bob Dylan's haunting words, tears of rage, tears of grief. What have they done to us? These snarling apes in their $1,000 suits. What have they done to us? These sanctimonious killers mouthing the name of God through teeth flecked with human guts. What quadrant of hell is hot enough for such men? But as George Bush says, they hate us because we buy houses. Now, you and I both know that the two deaths, how many deaths have there been of people that have been in our custody in Afghanistan and Iraq? I believe the number is well over a couple of hundred at this point. Remember, this in Afghanistan, especially outside Bagram, is where, according to reports that came from the international press, as well as a couple of American articles before the American press was more or less told to butt out, this is where we would put people inside packing containers and set them out in the sun and let them cook. Roast. And in instance after instance, according to interrogators, according to the International Red Cross, and according to how many people have really spewed out any information, in most of the, M-O-S-T, in most of these instances, these people were innocent. Afghans, Iraqis. And this sort of thing that Bush has perpetrated against these two peoples is something that is going to haunt you and me and our children and grandchildren for a long, long time. And there is no escaping that these kinds of atrocities, this torture, this murder, hanging people up by their wrists, beating them, putting attack dogs on them, urinating on them, anally penetrating them against their will, murdering them. This is being done in our name. And if you notice during that story, that report, how many of these people, almost every single one of them committing the torture were people under the age of 30, some of them under the age of 25. What have we produced here? What has this country produced? And in one of the units of so-called military police, they are not military, they are not police, they are a disgrace, they draped their quarters with rebel flags. We here in the South know all about rebel flags, don't we all? Huh? We're in a world of hurt, I believe. And what we are doing at these various prison camps, it's astonishing to me. Do you realize what we have here? We have a gulag. We have a chain of prison camps where torture and death and destruction and murder is just carried out as you know, one of the interpreters said, it was almost like sport. It was like what they did when they were bored. Here, let's get a prisoner and beat him. And what needs to be done is every single one of these people should be brought to justice, shouldn't they? I'm sure they're thinking that all the prisoners need to be killed so that nobody can tell the stories. Wasn't that the mentality with the death camps in Poland and Germany during World War II? When it became apparent that the Russian army and the Allied army, the American army, were moving in, wasn't there a hurry-up order? Okay, hurry up, let's kill them, let's kill them. No, this is not comparable to that, of course not. But the attitude of American young men and young women, did you notice how many women were in this story? That the desecration, violation of other people's bodies, their sovereignty, for no reason, nothing, just pure, flat-out torture. These are not people being charged with anything, nothing. As Bush said, the rules don't apply. We're not going to, and Chris Floyd is right. This comes directly from George Bush. Nobody else. George Bush. And, of course, where did Bush get it? Torture memo Gonzalez, who is now the United States Attorney General, the highest law enforcement officer in the country. This is what we have. We talked this week a lot about, is it time to leave the country? Should we stay and fight? You make your own decision there. But this is what we have become, right? This is. Can you believe this? Can you believe this? These are not combat-hardened veterans. These are not people, Americans, who made it through the Bataan Death March and then decided to exact revenge against the Japanese. That's not what these people are. These are people that were taken from reserve and National Guard units and given some training. Not in interrogation or prisoner control techniques, but just basic training, and then sent into a situation where they were told to maintain absolute control over other human beings. And what did they do? They became like ravenous animals. Now, where does that come from? Where does that attitude come from? And the torture, if the torture is happening at Abu Ghraib and at Gitmo and in Sierra Leone and in Afghanistan, how can anyone believe that the orders didn't come from the top of this filthy, filthy, filthy chain of command that now is murdering this country? Huh?
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
If you're a horse owner, you should know that West Nile virus remains a deadly threat for virtually every horse in the U.S. Protect your champion with West Nile Innovator, the original West Nile virus vaccine. No West Nile vaccine has been proven more effective or protected more horses with more than 16 million doses safely administered coast to coast. Ask your veterinarian for West Nile Innovator today or visit equinewestnile.com from Fort Dodge Animal Health.
New Mobile Clean 5000 protects critical engine parts for 5,000 miles, guaranteed. And it's got 16% more cleaning agent to help prevent sludge and harmful deposits. In fact, Mobile Clean 5000 is so effective, we could think of 5,000 reasons to try it. But since there isn't time, we'll just give you one. Right now, the first 5,000 people to visit MobileOil.com will get 5 free quarts of Mobile Clean 5000. Mobile Clean 5000, the oil that's changing oil. Visit MobileOil.com for more details.
If you're concerned about the wants, the needs, and protection of your family, then call the Legacy Group of America at 1-800-245-TERN and find out about their affordable term life insurance. Now, in just 15 minutes, you can protect your family with $100,000 of life insurance. This will enable your family to take care of final expenses, pay off credit card and mortgage debt, or provide for a college education should something happen to you. There's no better way to protect those you love. So call now for a free rate quote at 1-800-245-TERN. This term insurance is fast, easy, and affordable. There's no medical exam or long, complicated forms to fill out. If you qualify for the term of your policy, your rates never go up and your benefits never go down. Help your family to be secure and debt-free with this term life insurance policy. The Legacy Group of America is there for you. Call now at 1-800-245-TERM. That's 1-800-245-8376. Not available in all states.
Picture this. You're on the phone with a client, prospect, or coworker trying to explain something visual, a document, spreadsheet, or PowerPoint, but it's frustrating because they just can't see what you're talking about. Good news. Now they can. Just invite them to an online meeting using GoToMeeting. Here's how it works. Set up a meeting in advance or on the fly. Whoever you need to meet with simply logs on to GoToMeeting.com with a meeting ID and bam! They now see your computer desktop on their computer screen. So you can show them what you're talking about. It's simply the best and most affordable way to run a conference call. It's just like meeting in person. you can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
$20. What can you get for less than $20 these days? How about over 60 channels, including local channels where available, for just $19.99 per month for 1 year with Dish Network Satellite TV? There's never been a better time to dump cable and start saving with Dish Network, the home of the lowest all-digital price in America every day. Call now and get up to 4 rooms of your house set up with standard professional installation. Plus, Dish Network will give you a $49.99 credit when you pay a $49.99 activation fee, making the activation fee free. Call 1-888-231-DISH or visit a local participating retailer to get Dish Network and enjoy over 60 channels, including local channels, for less than $20 per month. That's 1-888-231-DISH. 1-888-231-DISH.
Offer ends 6/30/05. All prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. Restrictions, credit approval, minimum programming purchase, and monthly receiver fee applies. Must qualify based on service address.
He's a liberal with a microphone, and that makes him dangerous. It's more Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
10 before the hour. Now, it's my understanding on ABC tonight, on Primetime or 2020 or whatever, they had an hour-long special, right, Kathy, on whether or not Christ really resurrected from the dead. That's and it was previewed. Who is it? Vargas? What's her first name? Elizabeth Vargas. She has been the one most frequently anchoring for Peter Jennings while he battles lung cancer. And Elizabeth Vargas, who I understand is somewhat of a right winger herself. That's the story that's out there. She had as one of her news items, she promoted her own program tonight, and I believe it was on about 10, excuse me, about 10 o'clock Eastern time. But not an investigative piece about the atrocities being committed in our name. And the American public needs to know about this, don't we? Or maybe we don't. You know, maybe it doesn't matter anymore. So ABC decides to devote an hour as to whether or not Jesus Christ really rose from the dead. Now, who do you suppose gives a tinker's damn about that issue? First of all, Christians believe it, otherwise they wouldn't be a Christian. Non-Christians don't believe it because they're non-Christian. So who was this targeted towards? What was the point in ABC devoting an hour to, did Jesus Christ really rise from the dead? Was it in spirit or in the flesh? Now, I'm sure some of you probably watched it, and maybe didn't. I don't know. But what kind of insanity? I'll tell you what's going on here, and you can figure it out yourself. ABC is trying to cover its ass. They're terrified because look what happened to Newsweek. Look what happened to Dan Rather. Yay! And NBC is owned by General Electric. So who does that leave still vulnerable? Ooh, ABC. Quick, let's do an hour-long special on whether or not Jesus Christ really rose from the dead. That would be great. We'll have every evangelical Christian, every one of the dominionists in the country watching our network tonight. Oh! And then they'll leave us alone a little bit, maybe, perhaps. I don't know. What do you think? It's on the front page of the New York Times today, the story that made its way into Uncle Mike's Story Corner. And it was long, longest thing I have ever done in radio. And, I asked a couple of people before I went on the air tonight, oh, no, don't do that. You'll kill your audience. You can't do that. That's going to take you 45 minutes. You know what? I don't care. I just don't give a damn. You either stuck around and you heard it, or you didn't. Doesn't matter. But it mattered to me. Just two cases. Two instances of murder, torture, just two, that's all. And if it's being done at Bagram, and if it's being done at Guantanamo, and if it's being done at Abu Ghraib, and if it's being done at Diego Garcia, and if we are sending people to Egypt and to Syria and to God knows where, these hideous, horrendous stands, you know, this stan and the Kyrgyzstan and Gukistan and Nukistan and Piastan, whatever the stands are, for torture. And if it's become official U.S. policy, our own Attorney General, Jesus, and the President of the United States and the Vice President of the United States and the religious fanatics who now control this country, it's okay. Hey, listen, there, you know, and you have this 5'10" or 6 foot, however tall she is, encased lump of vomit, Ann Coulter, talking about going into these countries and killing people if they're not Christian. And you have Glenn Beck talking about killing people, and you have Limbaugh talking about killing people, and you have Frist talking about assassinating people. And you have O'Reilly talking about lopping their heads off. And you have ABC News tonight talking about, did Jesus really rise from the dead? And again, isn't that a non-story? Because for Christians, of course he did. Otherwise, you would be a Christian. For non-Christians, what the hell are you talking about? That's your religious superstition, not mine. I'm a Muslim. I believe that the Prophet Muhammad floated up to heaven. No, I'm a Jew. I believe that Moses went around for 40 years in the desert and food fell out of the sky. See, they all have their thing, right? No, I'm a Hindu. I believe in, so many gods and goddesses, I can't keep track of them. My favorite is Kalki. She nurses her children and then bites their heads off. Why doesn't ABC do a special about whether or not the Buddha really sat under a tree after he gave away all of his earthly belongings and advised people as they came to see him on how to live, or whether or not Moses really did wander in the desert? Is there any? I'll tell you what. Why doesn't ABC do something about, did Moses really part the Dead Sea? Did he just raise his staff and God went, oh, he wants the Red Sea part? Okay, there you go. Maybe it's because the Jews and the Muslims and the Hindus are not screaming and battering this country and threatening media. Maybe it's because it's only these fake dominionist Christians. So as long as formerly respectable news outlets like ABC are reporting on 2,000-year-old stories about Jesus instead of reporting real news, then I am obligated, as an American, to take up the slack and scream it from the rafters. I don't care if it takes 3 hours to cover the story. By God, you will not get whitewashing on this show. No. And if you can't take it, then you can switch to Fox. They'll spoon feed you. Or ABC. They'll bring up the burning question, did Jesus really rise from the dead? If you're a Christian, of course he did. If you're not a Christian, of course he didn't. Meanwhile, in Afghanistan, we torture and kill people. Meanwhile, in Guantanamo, we torture and kill people. Meanwhile, in David Garcia, we torture and kill people. Abu Ghraib in Iraq, we torture and kill people. That's what the United States has become. But by God, we are, aren't we, a Christian nation. Ooh, indeed. Your phone calls when we come back. I have to go take a quick shower. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
Malloy on Air America Radio.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. These days, companies have figured out how to make big profits off the poorest Americans. If you desperately need cash before payday, they'll loan it to you for a huge fee. Or if you have bad credit, they'll offer you furniture with interest rates jacked up to 400%. This month, Mother Jones Magazine investigates one company accused of preying on the poor. Rent-A-Center. They're a furniture outlet located in mostly poor neighborhoods. They allegedly market themselves to people with bad credit and then hike up prices and interest. Mother Jones talks to one woman who thought she was buying a $600 furniture set and ended up paying almost $2,000. One study by the City of New York found that Rent-A-Center's cash prices were as much as 225% above normal retail price. For the full report, visit MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
William Shatner here at the rental car pickup. Excuse me, miss, how did you choose this car?
I shopped around for the best prices.
Well, now you can do that on Priceline. Shop and compare before you buy. Now you can actually select the company, car type, or say you want a minivan.
Oh, nice. I'm not even married, and you're telling me to get a minivan? You're cruel.
The new all-in-one Priceline. Shop, compare, save.
Right now, Priceline is having a huge sale on rental cars. Save big on weekend and weekly rentals. See website for details.
The notion of a 40-hour work week is several hours short of reality. Working long hours is a given when you run your own business. And since it's tough to be away from your business during the day, we offer special gold key hours, early morning hours from 7 to 10 when we're open exclusively for business members. We know that time and money are important to you. Helping you make the most of both is why we're here. Sam's Club. We are in business for small business.
Radio News, I'm Spencer Rain. A shaky start to the weekend in Southern California. An earthquake has rattled some nerves in San Diego County. The quake struck at 5:39 this evening and had a preliminary magnitude of 4.2. It was centered 7 miles northwest of Ocotillo Wells, not far from the Salton Sea. So far, there have been no reports of damage or injuries. The White House is livid over the release of photos showing ousted Iraqi leader Saddam Hussein. Pictures of a jailed Saddam in his underwear have been posted by tabloids, only to be followed by shots capturing Saddam and barbed wire dressed in a white robe. Deputy Press Secretary Trent Duffy says the fact that the photos were even taken is a violation of Department of Defense directives and may violate terms of the Geneva Convention. Duffy, that is, told a news briefing that the Pentagon is investigating who may have taken and released the pictures.
And the multinational forces in Iraq, as well as the president, are very disappointed at the possibility that someone responsible for the security, welfare, and detention of Saddam Hussein would take and provide these photos for public release.
Prior to a meeting with the Prime Minister of Denmark, President Bush was asked whether the release of the photos might further inflame insurgents in Iraq. He argued that Iraqi insurgents are, quote, inspired by their desire to stop the March of Freedom. Oregon's two U.S. senators differ in opinion about the so-called nuclear option to prevent judicial filibusters. With the hours ticking closer to Tuesday's expected vote, Democratic Senator Ron Wyden advises caution of accepting Senate Republican leader Bill Frist's proposal to eliminate the procedural delay on judicial nominees.
I think it's going to make it harder for the parties to achieve common ground, whether it's on judges or anything else.
Wyden's Republican counterpart, Senator Gordon Smith, supports the proposed motion. He adds that it's difficult to get a clear view of the judicial candidates because of partisan debates. The senator notes Senate rules are not written in stone and have been changed many times. Idaho police are maintaining hope. Kootenai County Sheriff Rocky Watson thinks the two missing children are still alive.
Usually, children that are abducted for sex reasons are a very short time frame, 2 to 4 hours, but we don't think that was the case, and I need to believe those kids are still alive.
9-year-old Dylan Groney and his 8-year-old sister Shasta haven't been seen since their mother, brother, and the mother's boyfriend were found murdered in their home earlier this week. Watson says it doesn't make sense that someone would kill a family of five and then remove only two bodies. Despite protests over his pro-choice views, former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani delivered the commencement address and received an honorary degree from Loyola College Friday. His speech focused on what it takes to be a leader. Air America Radio News, I'm Spencer Rain.
Smart business people know the difference between success and failure lies in their ability to grow. And being limited by your current facility adds up to lost productivity and even worse, lost revenue. You've looked at the price to build, but have you considered the cost of not building? With interest rates still attractive, now is the time to build that warehouse, manufacturing, or retail space you need. A pre-engineered steel building from the General will save you up to half the cost of a similar conventionally built structure and be erected in about half the time. From airplane hangars to riding arenas, gymnasiums, and churches, expand quickly and save. For example, get a 60 foot by 120 for under $55,000 or a 100 by 150 for under $120. Call 800-603-9978, 800-603-9978, 800-603-9978.
But, Dad...
Tyler, we've been over this three times. There'll be no adults at Ed's house Friday night. No party for you.
But the whole class is invited.
Making sure an adult's there isn't easy. But if you don't, your kid's more likely to do drugs.
You are so stubborn.
Well, now you know where you got it from.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for a Drug-Free America.
Did you know there's an affordable way to renovate your kitchen without major construction? With cabinet refacing from Sears Home Services, you can transform your kitchen without the cost, time, or massive totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call for a free in-home estimate and design consultation at 1-800-828-1200. With Sears Cabinet Refacing, choose from hundreds of decorator styles to help create the kitchen of your dreams. Your kitchen can look brand new in about 4 to 6 days. Products and services are provided by a Sears authorized contractor. License number available on request. So don't replace your cabinets, just reface them. Call Sears Cabinet Refacing for a free in-home estimate and design consultation at 1-800-828-1200. Some restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Ask your consultant for offer details and written warranty. That's Cabinet Refacing from Sears Home Services. 1-800-828-1200. That's 1-800-828-1200.
What's happening, everybody? It's your main man, Kyle Jason. Tune in this week as I cover the Rat Pack. That's right, my favorite guys in the whole wide world. Join us as we follow not only their music, but their contributions towards racial equality in music and in life. Joining me will be Lenore Zan, and she'll be talking about her one-woman play about Marilyn Monroe and her relationship with the Rat Pack. Tune in, baby. It's going to be a blast this Saturday night on Air America Radio.
Welcome back. It's about 7 past the hour. The phone number here is 866-303-2270. Let's go right to the phones. Mike is calling from Illinois. Mike, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Thanks, Mike. Good to be back. Calling in for the second time after I called on my birthday back in April.
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, good to hear from you again.
Glad to see we finally got an Air America station in Chicago. WCPT, unfortunately, goes off, as you said. But we get to hear you on Sundays on the replay.
Right. I think I'm going to be on Sundays from 4 to 6. Woo!
Yeah. What I want to talk about today, we see, you know, the Newsweek thing, of course, we blame all the riots on it. But when their buddy Murdoch there puts Saddam on both the New York Post and their equivalent of that in London, that's no problem, and I heard on the Air America News, while I was listening to Randy earlier today, that Bush said that he doesn't think these pictures, they're not going to make any terrorists want to attack Americans. That's not going to anger them, no. They only do that because they hate freedom.
Yeah, and they're backwards, and whatever else he said. But lending any credence to anything George Bush says is a risky venture at best. God, what a twerp.
You can't believe anything the guy says anymore. The stem cell research, which, of course, Nancy Reagan is always telling him to support, and he always loves Ronnie Reagan, But and then when stem cells, which these embryos are going to be destroyed, thrown out anyway, it's not like they're going to have any possibility of becoming a child, a human. We can't use those to save lives.
Well, I don't know if you read the New York Times today, but and it's all over most newspapers. But the Chinese on Taiwan, the Taiwanese Chinese, have had some remarkable successes now with cloned stem cells and human cloned stem cells. And the science is going to go forward. If it is misused, it is misused. You know, we can argue that the planet has been and is continuing to be utterly destroyed by the advances, technological advances that came into being during the Industrial Revolution. We can make the argument that the planet has been destroyed and is being destroyed by the attempts to extract minerals by the use of nuclear power. So it always amazes me how, the people who usually on the Christian right, the dominionists who get all upset, get their Cossacks in a wad because science is going to move forward with them or without them. This is not the 11th or 12th or 13th century. It really is the 21st century, and it is going to move forward. It just won't move forward in this country. This country is going to become, what this country is going to become probably in about 50 years, and this is why a lot of folks are considering leaving. It's going to become, I don't know what, a fast food haven where, people just struggle. As a matter of fact, in a moment, we'll play the Busta Rhymes thing that we've played on this program before. I'll give you an idea of what it's going to be. But, yeah, the stem cell thing, Bush doesn't understand stem cells any more than he understands a war in Iraq.
Yeah.
But he knows that he's got to satisfy his dominionist base, and they don't like it, so then he doesn't like it. The terrible irony will be when someone in his family gets a disease, a fatal a condition, I should say, or syndrome that could be probably dealt with stem cell research. But what the hell? Whatever. Bush is anti-everything except war and death and destruction. He's a typical Republican.
And I also wanted to ask, from this point, from seeing what first is done today, what do you think is going to happen on Tuesday?
I don't know. I don't know. I really don't, believe it or not, don't have an opinion. It could go either way. There might be some Republicans who realize what these bastards are trying to do, their own party leadership. I don't know if there's any Republican left that has the courage to challenge its leadership, but we'll soon see, won't we? Huh? Next week,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, just to call out to anyone who has a senator who's on the fence on this, such as a Specter or I'm not sure who else is on the list, just please call your senators, email, write, whatever.
Yeah.
We're depending on you all over the country.
Good idea. Thanks, Mike. Thanks for checking in. You have a nice evening, okay?
You too, Mike.
And don't forget to tune into that radio station in Chicago on Sunday at 4 o'clock. You got the Busta Rhymes thing. This is kind of what we can look forward to, I guess. Here you go.
Daddy, what's it gonna be like?
Well, sweetheart, for your sake, I hope it'll be all peaches and cream. But I'm afraid the end time is near. The cataclysmic apocalypse referred to in the scriptures of every holy book known to mankind. It will be an era fraught with boundless greed and corruption, where global monetary systems disintegrate, leaving brother to kill brother for a grain of overcooked rice. The nations of the civilized world will collapse under the oppressive weight of parasitic political conspiracies which remove all hope and optimism from their once faithful citizens. Around the globe, generations of polluters will be punished for their sins, unshielded by the ozone layer they have successfully depleted, left to bake in the searing naked rays of light. Wholesale assassinations serve to destabilize every remaining government, leaving the starving and wicked to fend for themselves. Bloodthirsty renegade cyborgs created by tax-dodging corporations wreak havoc. Pissed off androids tired of being slaves to a godless and gutless system where the rich get richer. Unleash total worldwide destruction by means of nuclear holocaust, annihilating the terrified masses, leaving in its torturous wake nothing but vicious, cannibalistic, mutated, radiated, and horribly disfigured hordes of satanic killers bent on revenge, but against whom there are so few left alive. Starvation reigns supreme, forcing unlucky survivors to eat anything and anyone in their path. Massive earthquakes crack the planet's crust like a hot
hollowed eggshell, causing unending volcanic eruptions. The creatures of the seven seas, unable to escape to certain death upon land, boil in their liquid prison. Disease encircles the earth. Plagues and viruses with no known cause or cure, laying waste to whatever draws breath. And humankind, having proven itself to be nothing more than a race of ruthless scavengers, fall victim to merciless attack at the hands of interplanetary alien tribes who seek to conquer our charred remains. This is extinction level event.
Wow, that's cool. I can't hardly wait.
You don't have to, because here it is. Because here it is. Because here it is.
God, I love that. Bad dreams again tonight, right? Man, that is just... Whoo! Dan is calling from Washington State. Dan, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Hi. I think it's wrong for the FBI to try to interrogate a bunch of students for reading a biography of Osama bin Laden. I mean, I think that if those people want to get themselves more informed about a terrorist, I think they should be able to do so without having to worry about detained. And
now you're talking about the story of somebody checked out a library book, right? And in
right.
the margin in the margin was written something that the reader found a little bit squirrely and gave it to the librarian. Librarian called the FBI, right?
Yeah, and what I heard is what was written, it was just a quote from
yeah,
the book
yeah, right.
itself.
Right, just a quote, that's all.
Gosh, is the FBI today much more than just a goon squad for the Bush crime family, really?
Oh, it's going to get much worse. Trust me on that. It's if the USA Patriot Act 2 passes, it's going to get much worse. The hammer is really, really, really going to come down, Dan.
There's a Patriot Act 2 in the works?
Oh, yeah. Oh, sure. Let me just clue you in here. The Senator Pat Roberts, who's the chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee, is working on this bill that will renew the Patriot Act and expand government powers in the name of fighting terrorism, letting the FBI subpoena records without permission from a judge or grand jury. No authorization for a subpoena, which means that you, Dan, if someone in law enforcement decides you're a threat, they don't have to prove anything. They just come out and arrest you. And
oh
you go to
God.
Jail, and that's the end of it. Now, I think about those of us who work at Air America, and I just wonder how long it's going to be. Got a break
yeah,
here,
think,
Dan. Got a break
right.
here. Thanks. I appreciate you checking in. Take care.
Put your name on the line. Don't worry about the fine print.
We will apply the immigration laws. We're saying welcome to America. Why don't you share information with us?
Put your family on the line. Don't worry about the fine print. Please sign me.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
New Mobile Clean 5000 protects critical engine parts for 5,000 miles, guaranteed. And it's got 16% more cleaning agent to help prevent sludge and harmful deposits. In fact, Mobile Clean 5000 is so effective, we could think of 5,000 reasons to try it. But since there isn't time, we'll just give you one. Right now, the first 5,000 people to visit MobileOil.com will get 5 free quarts of Mobile Clean 5000. Mobile Clean 5000, the oil that's changing oil. Visit MobileOil.com for more details.
If you're a horse owner, you should know that West Nile virus remains a deadly threat for virtually every horse in the U.S. Protect your champion with West Nile Innovator, the original West Nile virus vaccine. No West Nile vaccine has been proven more effective or protected more horses with more than 16 million doses safely administered coast to coast. Ask your veterinarian for West Nile Innovator today or visit equinewestnile.com. From Fort Dodge Animal Health.
Do you want to get out of debt and get on with your life? Then let the agencies offering Care One Credit Counseling Services help you. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? Have you been on the receiving end of even one collection call? will learn how you can put an end to those calls and get out of debt and get on with your life. Call Care One Credit Counseling Services today. Here's the number. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. With just one phone call, find out how you can lower your monthly payment and pay off your debt in full quicker. Some of our customers save up to 57% on their payments every month. The credit counseling agencies that give you Care One service are nonprofit. They work with voluntary contributions. So call now for your free consultation and debt analysis. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
You love your garden. You love the fresh produce, the money you save, and the pride that comes from working the soil. But it's never been an easy chore. Until now. I'd like to send you a free information kit that shows how easy gardening can be with a Matus Tiller Cultivator. It's so light and easy to use, you can cultivate an entire average-sized garden in only 20 minutes without breaking a sweat. And at only 20 pounds, anyone can handle it. But in spite of its light weight, it'll cut through sod and even the toughest, rockiest soil with ease. The Matus is so easy to handle, even in tight places. Even in hard soil, it'll dig down 10 inches deep. It's so much fun to use, you'll want to plant a second garden. But the Matus does more. With optional attachments, you can aerate and dethatch your lawn, edge around walks and driveways, even trim hedges.
Call 1-800-211-8001 now for our complete information kit and a free video showing how easy it is to use the Matus Tiller Cultivator. Put the fun back in gardening. Call now, 1-800-211-8001. That's 1-800-211-8001.
Term Lifeline script in 3, 2, 1. Term life insurance. Everybody should have the right protection, and there's only one place to get it. The Term Lifeline.
I can't read this script anymore. There's the script.
Listen, let me talk from my heart. We all know why we need term life insurance, in case the unforeseen happens. Well, I have a family too, and if anything happens to me, I want to make sure my house and my debts are handled and my family has enough money to take care of them for a long time. So about a year ago, I called the Term Lifeline. I got a very affordable price for a $500,000 policy. I want to make sure my family's protected if something happens to me. If you already have term life insurance, call us and get more coverage. It never hurts. Or see if you're paying too much right now. If you don't have term life insurance, you definitely need to call us. Here's the number. 800-957-6066. 800-957-6066. 800-957-6066. Not available in all states.
Listening to Resistance Radio with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Oh, 21 past the hour. Yeah, if you didn't know about this renewal of the Patriot Act, or Patriot Act 2, as they like to call it, because it expands these powers. See, everything's about fighting terrorism. It's about destroying America. And, I honestly don't know how to... I don't have any ideas how to stop it. According to the Associated Press, the measure being written by Senator Pat Roberts, Republican of Kansas, would give the FBI new power to issue administrative subpoenas which are not reviewed by a judge or grand jury. The Bush administration would have to report to Congress twice a year exactly how it was using this new power. Oh, yeah, sure. The Bush administration would have to report to Congress, the Nazis that run the country. Oh, that's good. Roberts' planned bill also would make it easier for prosecutors to use special warrants for secret wiretaps and searches of suspected terrorists and spies in criminal cases. Eight expiring sections of the law that deal with foreign intelligence investigation would become permanent. So, too, would a provision that authorizes wiretapping of suspected terrorists who operate without clear ties to a particular terrorist network. That could be you, Bubala. That could be me. It certainly could be Randy Rhodes. She sounds like a terrorist, doesn't she? The aides to Pat Roberts, who gave this information to Mark Sherman, the Associated Press, spoke on condition of anonymity. Now, guess who has their their dockers in a wad over this, huh? Former Republican Representative Bob Barr of Georgia, who has become something of an ACLU gadfly in the past couple of years. All of a sudden, Bob Barr, who's a former special prosecutor, he's also a right-wing hypocritical thug. I've no use for Bob Barr whatsoever. Nothing. Not today, not yesterday, never. But all of a sudden, Bob Barr sees himself as a critic of this law and a great civil libertarian, and he says, well, we're fighting to bring provisions back into balance with the Bill of Rights. Here we have the Intelligence Committee moving to give the government more power outside the judicial system to gain access to records of Americans. That's what Barr said. Lisa Graves, ACLU senior counsel, said the new subpoena power would be, quote, a dramatic expansion of secret search powers, end quote. Now, Alberto Gonzalez, Mr. Terrorist himself, Mr. Torture himself, has been adamant that, he wants this. He wants his stuff. Oh, no, I want this. Bob Barr said he was distressed that the committee, Pat Roberts' committee, quote, would do something like this in secret, end quote. Oh, come on, Barr. You know, go stick a sharp pencil in your ear or something, will you? You know, Bob Barr was one of the people who worked his ass off. He was the one who introduced the original, the first effort to impeach Bill Clinton, I think back in 1994. So, hey, Bob. Oh, I guess this is not television, so you can't see the gesture. But here Bob Barr is whining about what he helped bring about. Hey, Barr, it's your party. Hey, Bob, you're the one. You're the one. And the rest of you right-wing thugs who put such a bad taste in the mouth of Americans that most of us walked away from the political system. We said to hell with it. You rat. The great anti-abortionist Bob Barr, who wrote checks for his wife to go get an abortion, right? Among other things. They're sickening. They're disgusting. So I see Bob Barr now quoted like this. And, oh, I know, he's been raising some sand, as they say, about some of the provisions of the original Patriot Act, and now in this new one. Bob, I wish I could say on family radio what I'd really like to say to you, but I can't. But stop your whining. This is what you brought about. This is what you and your thuggish neo-Nazis brought about. See, Barr reminds me of those early Nazis, the brown shirts, who were eventually beaten up and thrown in the cellar by the SS. You know, the SS said, wait a minute. You know, the brown shirts go all the way back to the 20s. And it wasn't until Himmler, it wasn't until Hitler got legal charge of the government. And Himmler said, wait a second. These bully boys, these brown shirts, they could be a problem. Before we get the Jews, let's get them. And they were their own people. So that's what Barr is. Barr reminds me of the brown shirts. You know, he was so willing, so eager to bring down the government of the United States by his attack on Bill Clinton. It didn't bother him? No, let's go get him. Bill Clinton's getting some and I'm not. Let's impeach it. Bring down the government. Well, here you go, Bob. Live with it, sucker. Another break? Jesus. All right. Nothing but phone calls when we come back. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America. I'm a secret agent, man. Secret agent, man. Secret agent, man. They never say a number, but they break away my name. I got one hell of a job, but wrong for the U.S. of A. Got the responsibility of our nation's top security. But every night and day, I salute the flag and say, thank you, Jesus, because I'm a secret agent.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
.99%. That's the kind of low interest rate you might hear about on a new car. But when was the last time you heard about a 1.99% interest rate on a mortgage? Now, for a limited time, that's just what you can get from Quicken Loans, with an introductory rate of just 1.99% on the exclusive Smart Choice interest-only loan. Call Quicken Loans at 800-651-5633 now to see if Smart Choice is the right choice for you. With a $200,000 loan, your payment would be just $330. Whether you're purchasing or refinancing, call 800-651-5633 to find out about this limited-time offer. Mortgage experts are available until midnight Eastern Time. The 1.99% Smart Choice loan, exclusively from Quicken Loans. Call now, 800-651-5633. 30-year mortgage interest only payment for the first 10 years. Initial interest payment and rate of 1.99%. APR 4.114%. Fixed for the first 6 months. Adjust every 6 months. After 6 months, payment is $687.50. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. Call 800-651-5633 now.
You finally found your radio station, so isn't it time you found your magazine? Right now is the perfect time to discover America's hottest, widest-read journal of opinion, The Nation. Because right now, The Nation is absolutely free. Nobody, not Murdoch, not Time Warner, nobody owns The Nation. So nobody stops The Nation from exposing the frauds, follies, and felonies of George W. Bush and company. At last, that famous liberal media bias you can't find anywhere else. Go to readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863. And accept their free four-issue mini-subscription. After 4 weeks, you can bail out. Just write cancel on our invoice. But I predict you'll be addicted and delighted to sign up for 24 weeks at just $13.95. That's just 58 cents a week. The Nation, risk-free. At readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863. Call 800-999-6863 and accept four issues free. The Nation.
Head driving to Valero, gotta fill her up fast. I fill my tank to the brim with performance gas. Head driving to Valero,
brum, brum, brum.
I make a turn for the better.
Brum, brum, brum.
Head driving to Valero for all the vroom you need.
Get more vroom for your buck. Valero, value, variety, vroom.
In the game of life, what's in your credit report can make all the difference in the world.
The Smith family going for a home loan. The referees are reviewing their credit report.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and get your credit report instantly online for free.
Upon further review, the loan is approved.
Be prepared for the biggest games of your life. Log on to freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711. If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
Emerging research suggests you consume substantial quantities of tomatoes every day to reduce your risk of cancer.
Five tomatoes every day?
To get your daily dose, try Lycomato.
Day after day.
All the power of five whole tomatoes in one little pill. With lycopene and all the other antioxidants found naturally in the tomato.
You're talking 152 tomatoes a month?
The power of five tomatoes in one little pill.
That's 1,825 tomatoes a year.
Look for Vitamin Shop brand lycopene with Lycomato in your local vitamin shop.
The Al Franken Show.
Hi, this is Al Franken. Next week on the Al Franken Show, remember when Sally Field testified before Congress about the family farm crisis? And remember how Sally's testimony solved that crisis? Well, something similar is going to happen next week when I appear before Congress to share my views on media bias. Al Franken confronts those stuffed shirts in Washington with the truth next week on the Al Franken Show.
On Air America Radio.
Border to border and coast to coast, the Mike Malloy Show. All substance, no abuse.
26 before the hour. Nancy sent this to me. U.S. Congress is going to grant special immigrant status to 50 foreign translators who have been hired by the U.S. military to replace Americans fired by the Pentagon, who were translators, after they came out and declared their homosexuality. 50. Despite previously saying that under Don't Ask, Don't Tell, the military had discharged seven translators who specialized in Arabic, records obtained under a Freedom of Information Act request shows that between 1998 and 2004, the military discharged 20 Arabic and 6 Farsi speakers. But now the Pentagon acknowledges the true number was 54. Yeah, no queer translators. Oh, no, as desperately as we need them. Let's bring in some terrorists. If I spoke Arabic or Farsi and the U.S. government offered me a job, I would run and I wouldn't stop running until I hit the cornfields of Iowa or Canada someplace. Because as soon as these people become or reach the point where the military doesn't need them anymore, they'll be disappeared or suicided or sent off to a country that does torture. This afternoon, it was kind of rainy here in Atlanta today for a while. Matter of fact, I put Molly in... what's that stroller called that we have that costs us so damn much money? The mountain buggy? Yeah. And I took Molly for a walk. There's a bike trail near where we live. And we try to take a 4-mile hike down that bike trail. We leave the house, and we've got it measured off. We go 2 miles out and then come 2 miles back. And Molly enjoys the hell of it. A lot of times she'll fall asleep. And me, it's kind of hilly, and by the time we get back, I'm usually just gasping for breath and sweating like a field hand. But it's good exercise. So I took her out today, and it rained here in Atlanta today, and we waited until there was a break in the clouds, and off we went. And I took the cell phone and umbrella, and I said to Kathy, you know, I'll call you. There are a couple of roads that parallel the bike path, so, you know, I figured if it started raining too hard, call Kathy and she could get in the truck and come and get me. But we got out in the bike path and did our walk. It was sprinkling. Started to just sprinkle a little bit. Temperature started to fall. Molly was asleep. And, you know, the mountain stroller has what do we call it? Not a roof. What do we call it? The hood over it. Yeah. So Molly was okay. We had a good time. We got back to the house, and her feet were sticking out. They were kind of wet, and I was soaked. So we put Molly in for a nap, and Kathy and I were sitting out in the back porch. We have a screened-in back porch, and right behind us is woods. And we've got a couple of bird feeders out there, and we watch the cardinals come, and we watch You know, little furry animals come and eat. The birds knock food out of the bird feeder. It goes in the ground. As long as the squirrels just get off the ground, I leave them alone. But if the squirrels get in the bird feeder, I'll shoot them. So we're sitting out there. It's kind of wet and rainy. And all of a sudden, out of the clear blue sky, Kathy looked at me and she said, "You know, I really am getting concerned about what's going on in this country. I really do believe that we're moving toward fascism." And you know, I looked at her and I said, "What? You've been producing the program I do on the air now for a year here at Air America and for 2.5 years at IE America, and you're..." She said, "No, not that I'm just now coming to that conclusion. It's been in the back of my mind. But my God, the research I've been doing and the stories that keep coming up and the stuff that we talk about on the air every night, and I look at Molly..." And I said, "Well, yeah, I know exactly what you mean." So today was one of those epiphanous moments. You know, not okay, that's overstating. It wasn't an epiphany. It was kind of like a maybe just a nudge, an awakening. Like, wait a minute. Because during the time that Molly and I were up on the trail taking our... And it takes us just right around an hour, maybe an hour five to do the 4 miles. And Kathy was watching MSNBC, and she was flipping over to C-SPAN, and she was watching the debate, such as it is, about the nuclear option that's coming on Tuesday, and watching some of the news coverage of this and that, and seeing Bush here and there, and, you know, in an empty house, just Kathy and the television. I've warned her about that. I said, "Don't do that. Don't watch television if I'm not here. Because if you do, and I'm not here to run over and switch it off when your eyes start to glaze over and your hands start to shake, anything could happen. Don't do it." I don't watch television when she's not there either. It's kind of a mutual thing. So I came back, and, you know, we put Molly in for her nap, and we were sitting out on the back porch, and Kathy said that, and I just... Have you ever had that happen when your spouse or your best friend or a real close relative, you know, you've been thinking about something, and you kind of think they've been thinking about it, too, and then all of a sudden they will say to you, "You know, this is really real, isn't it?" And all of a sudden it just goes, it kind of shudders its way through you. Because maybe you had the impression also, well, okay, it's whatever it is. It's not quite that bad. And then it turns out that the other person is thinking it's really that bad or worse. And it doesn't matter. Disease, political stuff, the state of the country, whether or not you're going to lose your job, you know, whatever the thing is that's been worrying you. And as long as your partner is kind of like, "Okay, hey, what's up? You want to go see a movie? Want to see Star Wars?" You know, just talking about normal stuff, you don't focus on it. But when your partner says or confirms what your fear is, what your own fear is, all of a sudden you realize your partner has it just as badly as you have it. And it's like, oh, damn. So I don't know. I don't know. Just, I don't even know where that came from. To hell with it. Michael is calling from the Bronx. Michael, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on. Appreciate your patience.
Oh, no problem. Good to talk to you again. Listen, much of the stuff that you've been saying tonight about the military abuse and et cetera, that's been pretty much deja vu for people here in New York City, because I'm sure you heard of Rudy Giuliani.
Well, I know that prison abuse is nationwide. I understand that. Some of the most evil bastards in American history work in prisons.
Yeah.
And you know, I'm not condemning everybody, but you know, I understand. So these guys got their training somewhere.
Right.
And a lot of these people are former correction officers, and they go into the military so they can go overseas and beat the hell out of people that have no recourse. See, in this country, you can file a complaint. It may take a couple, 3 years to get to the warden, and a couple, 3 years to get to the outside, and a couple, 3 years till you find a pro bono attorney who will file a suit against the prison. But what the hell, if you're serving 25 years for smoking a joint, you got nothing but lots of time.
But it goes much more than that, because we have had people here in New York City that have been abused by the police, and that Giuliani had corrupted at one time much of the NYPD forces, and it was like a racist police state, fascist, just like what you're saying about Bush, in terms of Giuliani, for some people say he stole the election by having some cops blocking the voting polls. If you speak out against Giuliani or try to protest, cops are always abusing the protesters. He tried to step over people's rights. So it's like, you know, pretty much deja vu here, and then it's no telling if at one time he was working with Bush and trying to get Bush elected and campaign for him. You know, it seems like this thing is going on and on and on. Now we have a different mayor, and things have calmed down a bit, although there's some cops who still think it's like Giuliani time, when Giuliani has not been held accountable. So what am I saying with this thing is that, remember, and I've always stressed this, 2006 is around the corner with midterm elections, and Bush could become like the next Richard Nixon, because just when he thought that he has all the answers, the people of America can change the questions and we can have a Democratic Congress again, and then thus Bush and company may finally look at impeachment.
Not with the media that we have now.
No, I'm sorry?
Not with the media we have now and what we will have for the foreseeable future.
Yeah, well, the media is slowly waking up. I'll never forget how some of the media, some of the news reports at the last press conference were hammering Bush with all these different questions, and no one had ever expected that. What it comes down to is that for the sake of America, like I said, just like people have picked up the paper and educate themselves on what's going on.
Well, yeah, if that could happen. Michael, I got to leave it there. Thanks a lot. Appreciate you calling. Are Americans this dumbed down? Is the mainstream media that compliant? Do most of us actually believe that these acts of torture we talked about earlier tonight and murder occurred because of a few bad apples acting independently? Just happened to simultaneously torture prisoners at U.S. bases, different spots around the world, huh? Did these orders come from the top? Michael, I don't know, man. Whatever's fair.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Fade unwanted noise and enjoy your music more with Quiet Comfort 2 acoustic noise-canceling headphones from Bose. Originally designed for air travel, customers tell Bose they also enjoy them in the office, at home, and on the go, anywhere they use headphones to listen to music or other audio. David Carnoy of CNET says they feel good, even luxurious, on your ears. And now you can enjoy them, too, by calling Bose at 800-485-2114. You'll be delighted by the acclaimed noise reduction technology. In fact, technologyreview.com says it's as if someone found the volume control for the world and turned it way, way down. And the audio performance? Joshua Hill of Travel and Leisure Golf says, forget concert-like comparisons, you'll think you're on stage with the band. Call Bose at 800-485-2114 to try Quiet Comfort 2 acoustic noise-canceling headphones risk-free for 30 days. Call by May 31st, 2005 and get free express shipping with your order. Call Bose at 800-485-2114 and leave the noise behind.
There's a hot new technology that will transform your TV. A TV expansion system that reads your movements. Zavix Interactive Technology is here. Get off the couch and into your games. There's Zavix Tennis, Zavix Bowling, and Zavix Baseball. Perfect for the whole family. Roll an actual bowling ball, work up a sweat playing tennis, or swing an actual baseball bat. Zavix senses the speed and direction of your motion. The results are up to you. Go to xavix.com for details. And now, get a $30 mail-in rebate when you buy the Zavix board in one game. Zavix Games. Get off the couch and into the action.
Do you want to get out of debt and get on with your life? Then let the agencies offering Care One Credit Counseling Services help you. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? Have you been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Well, learn how you can put an end to those calls and get out of debt and get on with your life. Call Care One Credit Counseling Services today. Here's the number. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. with just one phone call. Find out how you can lower your monthly payment and pay off your debt in full quicker. Some of our customers save up to 57% on their payments every month. The credit counseling agencies that give you Care One service are nonprofit. They work with voluntary contributions. So call now for your free consultation and debt analysis.
800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions, and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up, and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3 or a state variation. Call American Life, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
Feel great. Apply for life insurance without ever having to meet with a life insurance salesperson. Hi, it's Carol again with Life Quotes, where we track the rates of more than 60 leading life insurance companies. Here's a useful tip. Life insurance prices have never been lower than they are right now. For example, a male non-tobacco user age 40 can apply for a $500,000 policy for less than $21 per month. For free quotes, call 800-670-LIFE. That's 800-670-LIFE. L-I-F-E, or visit lifequotes.com to view the lowest rates. End your day streaming with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Ten before the hour. Thanks to our crew up in New York tonight, Colin Tipton, Jason Isaac, and David Fizikas. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Kristen, Minnesota, our senior correspondent, Ben Birch, who runs WhiteRoseSociety.org, where you can get a free download of this program, and several others, a whole bunch. Ben has all sorts of programming there that you can get free. And by the way, I think he's doing a fundraiser. So if you go to that site frequently, drop him a few bucks, okay? freedom ain't free. Mark Marshall, our webmaster. Thanks, Mark. Jim in Arkansas, our music bureau chief, who provides a lot of the music you hear on this program. And our executive producer, of course, is Catherine Bay. Joshua is calling from Illinois. Joshua, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Hello?
Hey, Joshua.
Hey, how are you, Mike?
I'm doing fine, sir. How are you?
Good. I'm calling about, it's kind of along the topic you've been talking about. I just don't like how we're handling the North Korean situation. The media just doesn't even cover that, and yet Bush has not done anything to us. And then about that, and that's just a real threat to us as people.
You know why it's a threat? Because John Bolton, who will probably wind up being our new ambassador to the UN, John Bolton.
I don't like him.
John Bolton brought this on by his attitude and with the North Koreans and his refusal to try to work something out. You can't tell a psychopath like Kim Jong-il to jump through a hoop. You just can't do it. And Bolton, of course, being the arrogant bastard that he is, brought us to this position. So I don't know what's going to happen there either. Do you?
They wonder why the Bush administration wonders why we can't get along with North Korea, and yet they turn around and they defend the embargo on Cuba, a communist country, and there's absolutely no reason why we can't work this Korean conflict out, and yet the Bush administration continues to cause other problems all around the world and point its hand at terrorism when that's not the real problem. It's the administration.
Yeah, it is. But most of the things that are screwed up right now is the fault, Joshua, of this administration, as you and I both know. Hey, listen, pal, I got to leave it there. Thanks a lot. I appreciate you checking in, okay? You have a good weekend. Jamie's calling from Brooklyn. Jamie, welcome to the program.
Oh, Mike, I can't believe I finally got you.
Yeah, here you are. You know, the shame is we only got 2 minutes.
Okay, I love the show. I had breakfast this morning, started reading the Times. I got so upset over the story on the Afghanistan. I thought of you immediately, so I'm glad we talked because I said Mike will be really upset. I'm really upset, so it's really great to have another voice out there that you can identify with.
I just couldn't believe that. I mean, this...
Well, very few voices are there, and I thought of you. I said, at least Mike Malloy will be screaming about this.
Yeah,
and it helps a little. So thank you very much. I got a quote for you while I was sitting here waiting for you. I was watching...
Please tune back during broadcast hours. 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 Please tune back during broadcast hours.